Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
A message, we'll get back to you.
Won't throw a pod in the car door yet. The policemen were beginning to well. The band would jump to begin to swing. Move to the heart, no yellow, but sing let's rock. Let's rock. Everyone who's there.
At the Kimberly Diamond Mine. Do you know what they did to the native workers who stole diamonds? Don't worry, they didn't kill them. That would be like junking your Mercedes just because it had a broken spring. No, if they caught them, they had to make sure they could go on working, but they also had to make sure they could never run away. The operation was called hobbling.
Amy, whatever you think I'm about doing, please don't do it. God.
Shh, darling. Trust me.
God's sake.
It's for the best.
Hey, please!
Almost done. Just one more.
Hello.
Sean Hannity.
So Mike, this is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
That is not a...
Behind the rubber.
That is not a...
Behind the rubber.
Oh,
he's not going to go behind...
He did not go behind the rubber.
For me,
he did.
Are
you listening to him? He did not...
Oh, I ain't listening to him, Eddie.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Behind the rubber.
Oh, bullshit.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
You're here.
And this crew is here just to... Yeah.
Boom.
I'm
glad you hit me.
You're here for one job, specifically.
What's that, Earl?
Just
up. Oh, you're full of shit.
For years and you. Damn years and years. And don't you ever put your finger on me again.
You hit me, Earl.
You put your finger
that's
on
okay.
me.
That's okay. I didn't. You ain't gonna knock nobody on your ass.
You do it again and I'll knock you right in your nose.
I didn't touch you.
You push your finger.
I did not. Now you're lying.
God damn it.
You're lying.
No, you are.
You are lying.
You're a big liar.
You are a liar, Earl.
You are
a liar.
You are. You're here for one reason to f*** this stuff.
Wrong.
That's the only reason
you are
you're
wrong,
here.
Earl.
And you'll have your chance tomorrow.
Oh,
you got it as quick as you can.
What is wrong with you?
You ain't no good.
No, you aren't either.
Yeah,
you aren't
you
either.
You ain't no good.
You're no f***ing good either.
Your ass will never have our games in
I hope
you.
What do I care?
Yeah, what do I care? What are you doing here now?
Well, why don't you call the league office and ask him?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, good.
Don't think I won't.
Good. And the quicker you get on, it'll be better,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
You ain't going nowhere.
Why?
You
we're
know
it. In a World Series?
You know it.
You're going to be in the Hall of Fame?
You know it. I've won more than I've lost yet.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Earl. James, count James. You don't even know.
You better get going, Earl.
No, I better get going.
You better get going.
What the hell are you doing? Tell me proof that you had your hands on.
Now, that's wrong, Earl.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to suck my ass in jail. What they call talk the town. That's the slang word, talk the town. It means suck my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my right? I will automatically get right? I will, you know, automatically. If he's my ass for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation feeling and it makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that.
No. How about drums? An instrument everybody loves. We have beautiful drums instruments like in the quality. Listen to this. Bass drums, snare drums, crash cymbal, hi-hat when it is closed, and when it is open, a crash cymbal, and small drum called phantom. Now, let's learn how to play a rock and roll rhythm. Rock and roll is very simple, just four counts, and on every count, play the hi-hat. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And on the first beat and the third beat, play the bass drum. One, two, three. One, two, three. And on the second and fourth, play the snare drum. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. This is rock and roll. Let's play double time for the hi-hat. One, two, three, four. Play a little faster. Double bass. gentlemen, this is a fantastic product, the Creative Product Key.
Wouldn't get one more after that.
Hello.
Hello.
I just, but am I on the radio?
Oh, dear. Yes, you are.
Could I just suggest to your California listeners that since the polls are still open that
the
they...
The polls are open?
Yes, for the governor of California that they vote for Don Geronimo, especially if they're using the punch card ballot. They should stick their dipstick in Geronimo's hole.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it, and we all hear, thank you for that.
Could I just say one more thing?
I'm not sure, but okay.
I just want to say, f*** Lisa Remedy. She's not that hot.
Oh, now, stop. Stop.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Why did you do that? I mean, no, come on, be real for a second. Explain yourself. Can you?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
What?
I mean, you behaved so badly just now.
Come on.
Well, guy to guy, come on. Why? Why?
I must be drunk.
Yeah, no. You don't get off that easy, pal. You're not drunk. Now, why did you do it? Come on. What guy thing made you do that?
Farfalotis of the blowhole.
No, that's not it either. Come on. You know, what is it?
Swollen taint.
Oh, jeez. You know.
Hairy nipples?
No, I won't do it either. I won't do it. Thank you for sharing.
That wasn't you.
No.
That was HIT. Who is you in training, Mike? We're all just HITs. As Dan Patrick once said, he's day-to-day talking about some jock. He said, aren't we all really?
Do we all not aspire to be Hugh Hamilton?
Yes. Are we all not really day-to-day? Are we all not really Hughes in training?
Hugh Hamilton.
Oh, Mike.
Hold on.
I'll hear it in your favorite
song. I'm thinking about my laughing place.
Hey,
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
It's at different times throughout the country, so I'll tell you right now, in Washington, D.C., it's 3:11. Check your watch.
Bend me, shake me, any way you want. Make me fun, you love me. Love me tonight, the Dynamite Show.
Right? Oh, listen, this is Bob Welch.
Ah.
Hello!
This was not a hit record. But too bad for him.
It's a cover.
Big hit record for me, yeah. Bend Me, Shape Me.
American Breed, originally.
Right. Bob Welch, who used to be in Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
Right.
Oh, hi there.
Of the Grape Juice Fortune also.
That's right.
And Jam.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right.
Hello.
I get jokes, Mike.
I'm just waiting for the part here where they go,
bend me, shape me any way you want.
All right, now the solicit, please.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
One of those cases I was driving in the car today, a shock.
Hello.
I didn't take the horse into work
today.
Walk. And I didn't walk. Didn't hitch.
Didn't drove my rickshaw.
Drove myself.
Uh-huh. Based on the opening, I thought you might have traveled by rickshaw.
This is the song that I was listening to in the car.
Right.
How cool it would be to come and play it on the radio.
And look, you have that power.
And I can tell you,
it's done and done.
Like everything. Overrated.
Not him, though.
Speaking of overrated, but you know...
He's mentally retarded.
Right.
How's your humidity?
It's one of the three H's, Rob.
How's that?
The heat.
Yeah.
The humidity.
Yeah.
And the hump.
I like the two H's myself.
It's hazy hot humid if you want to be particular about it.
It is.
Two H's are what I live my life by.
What's that?
Hugh Hamilton. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton.
I live my life with one H.
Just one?
Hemorrhoid.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
On and off, though. Fortunately, not all the time.
As long as you're prepared.
And all the consistency.
On or off, I'll give you a progress report during the first break.
Very good. Constant change, constant flux.
Shifting.
Tell me.
Good afternoon.
Where's my pillow?
Yep. Here to spread the love, one angry mailman at a time. It's Don Geronimo. And Mike, he's a good boy.
Thank
Mike
you.
Romero.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Rob. And you can tell by the smell. It's the Don and Mike Show. New episode, everybody, and it's Tuesday. 06-2006.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
They're retarded. Might as well just put that as the title of my book. A Lifetime of Hemorrhoids and Suppositories.
Suppositories.
My life in radio. Love me tonight. Boom. Oh, listen, Don and Mike show. Here's your phone numbers.
Right.
877-365-3636. Or try this one. 800-636-1067.
Try it, won't you?
Hurry, time's running out on this one. 202-432-1067.
We can't get out of here soon enough.
Only three more shows in this crappy...
And really...
Dachau Studio.
Really what crappy. Has become a very difficult environment to work in. And I mean this seriously, because that lobby has gotten out of hand. Has anybody noticed the raw sewage smell in the
today
lobby?
Especially.
That is not... You can go into the bathroom and it smells fine.
I just want to say that Robert has been attacked on many levels on this show, Mike.
No.
I do not believe, and I know that's where you're going with this.
It would be so easy.
It's Robert the mailman hanging out in the lobby in his Lakers uniform.
It would be so easy for me to throw Robert under the bus on this one. No, I'm not going to do that.
No.
This smell has been getting worse. It has been there for, what, 5 days? Probably 6 days?
At least. Don't you think this is the worst day, though?
It is not coming from the bathrooms, because Buzz and I checked both the men's and the ladies' room.
Hey,
yes, repeatedly.
Hey, sexy.
And it is terrible. It is horrible. It is out there as we speak. It smells like there's some sort of stink bomb.
It smells better in the John than it smells in the lobby.
Something is very wrong, and everybody's beginning to really complain about it.
What's up with that? Well, too bad for them.
But I don't think this is tolerable even for one more day. I want somebody to figure it out.
Three shows, Mike. Let it go.
I can't stand it. It doesn't bother you that much, does it?
No.
Because you don't have a sense of smell that's very acute, do you?
I smell.
But you've always said,
I smell good.
But you don't, it doesn't bother you that much, right?
I'm used to it.
But it is so bad, and it's not even, I've smelled stink bombs before,
right.
and it's that sulfur type of, or raw sewage. I don't think
like
it could be anything else.
To me, yeah. What does that say about me? I swear to God.
You can't smell it?
I've not smelled it. You guys are
saying... Are you serious? You walk through the lobby and you can't smell that?
Maybe it's because I walked through so quickly.
Yeah, that could be it.
But no, I have not. I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it kind of smells like cooked sewage.
It smells like something. Has anybody looked at the plant in the lobby? Has anybody checked out the plant that's in the corner of the lobby?
I'll be right back.
Because seriously, are you going to go down there and check it out?
Oh, good.
Are you going to come back or are you going to call us from the lobby?
He'll call.
All right, he'll call.
Now, there's been some turnover here lately, and I just wonder if any of the people leaving perhaps have left some kind of gift in the potted plant in the lobby.
It is that pungent that it is possible that that could actually happen.
It raises the question,
but this seems today, we were all talking about this outside, today it seems to me that it's worse than it's been on any day before this.
It's gaseous smelling to me. I don't think it's the smell of
sulfur.
Solid. Yeah.
It's like raw eggs.
Rotten eggs.
But it's bad, and something's got to be done.
Has some sort of waterfowl laid eggs in the plant?
Something. It doesn't have the smell of death.
Has no one fought this?
All right, is that Don?
We have a call.
No.
All right. Did you check it out?
Yeah, thank you, Charles. Thank you.
Nice reverb.
Yeah, it's not the lobby, Mike. I mean, it's not the radio station lobby.
No.
Hold on. If you close the door, like by where Colette is.
Yeah.
Hey, come on out here. Close the door for a second.
Are you outside of our innermost lobby, or you're out in the main lobby of the building?
I'm outside the dumb picture of Elvis and Tina Turner.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Main lobby.
That's where the smell is.
Now, when I'm standing right here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Indeed, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hold on. What does it smell like? Hold on. Let me put Travis on. Hold on.
Okay. Travis is out there?
Like somebody took a crap out here. Something raw sewage.
Oh, it's Travis the salesman.
Oh, Travis the sales guy. Okay.
Yeah, the big black guy.
Travis, unacceptable, am I right?
Yeah, unacceptable.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Time for us, I mean, really, to do something. Seriously, with this place.
Yeah, you know what, guys? I just don't spend as much time in the lobby. I like don't hang out during smoking breaks.
But I'm glad you confirmed that it's terrible.
Yeah.
You know what, Mike? It's not these plants either.
So you checked out the plant?
Well, hold on. I'm going to... God, they're dead already. I just pulled one out of its...
Well, I think they're fake.
They're fake plants.
Yeah. No, they're not fake.
The plant in the lobby is fake.
Hey, how you doing, Dick? You can you smell the ass out here?
Yes, I can.
Mike, can you guess who that is?
Andrew.
Mike, guess right.
Hey, Andrew.
Mike says hi, Andrew.
Uh-huh.
Andrew,
where is your Sherlock Holmes pipe?
I'm Jonathan, actually.
Oh, it's Jonathan.
I'm bad with people, Mike.
Ask Jonathan if he feels this is unacceptable.
But Jonathan, do you feel it's undetectable? Mike wants to know the smell. Smell of ass.
It's awful. If you've ever been in a hair salon and there's a woman getting a permanent, that's what it smells like.
No, it's not like
no,
that.
No, it's not like that, fag.
Okay.
Well, anyway, he's a fag.
Mike agreed. The smell, however, is confined to the outer lobby, not to WJFK itself.
Yeah, maybe I misspoke. I should make that very clear. It is not in the WJFK lobby. It's not even in any of the bathrooms on the main floor.
Right.
It is out in the lobby. Nobody's checked the new people.
In the Grand Marble Hall.
The Grand Marble Hall. And it's unacceptable. Something's got to be done about that. I mean, who do we talk to? Ben, do we talk to Ben or do we go upstairs?
I don't know. Colette's out here saying, talk to Ben.
Do you think I should talk to Bob? He's a close personal friend of mine.
Hey, what do we care? We're out of this dump in 3 days.
I care because it's just making me angry.
What do we care?
I care because we're going to be here.
Bob Mailman.
We're going to be here for 3 days.
Here's Robert Mailman. He doesn't like being called Bob.
Think of it as motivation.
Is he speaking to you?
He says it smells like Rob's driveway.
He's clever, isn't he?
He is, clever.
He is very clever. Right? Don's making his way back to the studio.
Very funny.
Robert did make me laugh. That's the first really good laugh of the day. Yeah. I came in not ready to laugh, ready to be angry.
Yeah.
At the lobby, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to talk to Bob upstairs. Yeah. And say that we shouldn't tolerate this.
So this be our
even for 2 days. I don't care if we were here one day.
Our last act of service here at the building is to make it smell better.
And I know you don't smell. Thank you for confirming that because you don't spend as much time as in the lobby. I go out and hang out, every couple of breaks.
And when you said the lobby, I originally thought you meant the glass enclosed Colette reception area.
No, Colette's area is fine. If it was Colette's area, she'd probably complain about it because she's right there the whole time.
Sure. No, it sure does smell just like. Like some type of, I would identify it as some type of animal leaving.
And maybe a little sulfuric, too, a little sulfur quality to it.
And you know, it's not new. John noticed it at the beginning of the week.
Is Ben here?
Oh, I'm
is
sure
Ben
he
around?
Is. He's probably scrubbing something.
I take it upon myself to investigate
here's
this?
Here's the thing. I feel like a renter who's leaving.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Mike, we've worked in this building now for 15 goddamn years. They finally have built us. They've gutted these old studios.
What do they smell like?
You know what they smell like? They smell like a bucket full of new.
New thing.
Good. That's what they smell like. Everything in the new place is new.
Clean.
Right. Everything's been gutted out, and it's been replaced with all new stuff. So now, you know what? This is. Think of our favorite scene in, speaking of, the movie that I watched a couple of weeks ago, Defending Your Life.
Right.
When those guys sell Albert Brooks that car,
right?
He drives away those two salesmen,
and they crack up.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, that's you and me.
I seriously think for 3 days to tolerate this for 3 days, it's just so gross. It's so piggy gross.
Just go out.
But it is the way this place is.
Just go outside the fire exit. Go outside.
I'm not gonna miss this place because of that. Because you know, literally, that nothing would be done. And nothing, if nobody was bitching about
is
it.
Is the bullet hole still in the window?
Bullet hole's still in the window. Who bet forever? Did you bet forever?
Yeah, winner. You win.
Winner.
Winner!
Said that the bullet hole would never be fixed.
Yeah. At least you confirmed it. And I, you know, you went out there and smelled it.
Yes.
Because I know sometimes, you know, we'll be in here and, you know, somebody will claim something smells and other person will say, no, it doesn't. And
no, that does smell.
Yeah, I have a very, very, unfortunately, because believe me, I've been responsible for some of the worst smells coming in my own body. But I have a very sensitive sense of smell and it really grosses me out.
Sure. Well, you know, I love saying this. Not our problem.
You're probably right.
Not our problem, Pachango.
This is true.
Pachango.
But you know, Don, it's like...
Pally.
I'm not leaving people on the beach. I'm not going to leave
Pimento.
People...
Pimento.
Good for you, Mike.
I'm not going to leave people on the
leave
beach.
No soldier behind.
I'm going to take this on today. Not necessarily on the air. During the commercial breaks, I'm going to walk around the building, find out. Satisfy my curiosity. Is there a body that's buried underneath the tile? Did somebody throw a stink bomb? Did somebody perhaps... Chris Owen, it seems to be the logical, subject of this
the most
theory.
Most recent to leave.
That perhaps he, he laid a little biscuit somewhere, unbeknownst to anybody. And can Robert walk down the hallway one more time?
Oh, please. He's very antsy to get outside. Looks like it's about to rain. Rob, where does he come up on the mighty boar here?
Do you want him in studio or on the wireless?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk to him. Well, give me a second.
Okay.
Just to get my sea legs before we bring him in here to find out what he's going to be doing.
And Coulter legs.
Right. Sea legs. Okay, so Bob Mailman is here.
Yay.
How's...
Your weather currently, I think it's, what is it, Buzz, like 92 outside?
Yeah, and 89 I have.
Something like that.
I don't think we're supposed to get them anytime soon. Are we supposed to get thunderstorms today?
This time of year, there's always...
It's too darn hot.
That's right. Sure is.
It's too darn hot.
Anyway, Robert will be outside. He's wearing his Lakers uniform. He's paying off the bet.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be wearing the sandwich board. The front says, I love white people.
Right.
And the back, hold on a second.
I love white people on one side and honk if you love white people on the other.
No, it says honk on both sides.
Because we want lots of honking.
On one side it says honk if you love white people.
Can I see it, Rob?
And on the other side it says honk, I love white people.
Yes.
This is so funny, of course, because
that's
Robert really...
Did you do that work, Rob?
Yeah.
Very good.
Nice
Robert
job.
Does not love white people.
No.
That's why...
There's the irony.
That's why this is side-splittingly funny.
That's why this is the bet.
So anyway, he's here and he's ready to go outside, and he's going to be a good sport about it. And we got a microphone for him, so he's out there. There's got to be a way for me to figure out with the dogs. Speaking of raw sewage and how I know the smell of poop.
Right.
Yesterday during the show, I live about 15 miles from here, and it was raining like holy sin. The sky was opening up.
15 miles, which is about 2 hours in Washington D.C.
Anyway, I think I'd mentioned at one point the girlfriend called and said, you know, something like, do you want me to go check on the dogs? And I said, you know, no, thank you. You've had a long day yourself. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Got home.
Yeah, but the thing is that...
got home last night.
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to pad while you coughed.
It's not a cough, Mike. You know what it is?
What is it?
It's actually... I enjoyed... shout out to a sponsor today. I enjoyed something from Burger King. Some... Angus thing from Burger King.
The black Angus.
I wolfed down at about 2:30 today.
Yeah,
you got a little of the old acidity already. What do you got there?
No, what I got is...
sesame seed?
I don't want to say bone chunks, because I'm sure they're not bone chunks.
No,
And I went in the bathroom and
I
flossed, but I keep getting there's something that's just stuck.
Stuck a piece of...
That goddamn dentist. If only he would have done all the work on Saturday, because I've got a big hole back here.
And
there's something back there that's stuck.
You got a food trap.
And while I was talking, I was going...
You're trying to freed it up?
And like kind of get it out and going, and then it was... Because it was...
got a little saliva?
It was a little harder,
sure.
Perhaps, than whatever processed meat it should
have
been.
Well, if you have a moment like that, I'll just sort of ramble incessantly while you, you wash whatever you have to wash.
Clear that up.
It's kind of why we've worked well for 20 years. You pad during my panic attacks, and I basically pad when you have a coughing fit.
So, let me see. Last night... So it rained here.
Yeah.
It rained. I didn't think any big deal. I got home. By the time I got home... My roads were dry. The sun was out.
Right.
I saw, thank goodness, the power's on.
Right.
Walked inside, opened the door, and I'm telling you, the dog is a freaking machine.
Yeah.
When it comes to diarrhea, my German Shepherd,
Colonel
Plink.
See, this every single time there's a storm.
When there are severe thunderstorms, it's the thunder.
You have a hell of a summer to look forward to.
Now, here's the deal. They got to think, down at the vet, they got to think that I'm selling these pills.
Right.
Because last night I'm like a madman looking for his doggy downers.
Oh, no.
And I realize we're out.
Oh, no.
We have no doggy downers.
Bad
for
time
now.
Of year for that.
I got something in my pocket probably help your dog.
Actually, yeah.
Can I tell you what I did?
What?
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
You gave him a little something?
I gave him a human pill.
Uh-huh.
I gave him a human pill.
What? What'd you give him?
Viagra.
The dog completely forgot about his diarrhea because he was running around. Yes. You know.
And don't believe that thing about call your doctor after 4 hours.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, he's...
Right.
It's been, I don't know, 16 hours now. And
isn't that why you renamed him? He's not going to be Clink anymore. He'll be known as Lipstick. Sorry.
I know.
That's a very specific joke.
Yes.
My mom's dog, when he gets upset, his vet said, give him half a Benadryl.
Really?
And that'll calm him down.
You give everybody that, though, don't you?
He's a good dog.
He's a good dog. Otis.
You put that in your kids' food already, don't you?
Yeah, just so I have an advantage.
Every single night.
Applesauce and Benadryl.
Benadryl and a donut.
So what I did was I got him to take the human stuff, right. and he calmed down just a little bit, and last night was a good night because had kind of a breakthrough. Many worlds colliding for me here now.
Really?
I like giving you the updates on what's happening, that you got my daughter and her kids are going to be in town on Thursday.
I know you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, they have her and the husband and the grandkids out here for a good chunk of time, and then I've got the boy coming up from college, from whatever he's doing down there, getting a job down there in the Carolinas.
Right.
And then just to show just how cool Frida's family truly is, that they all still, you know, love me and accept me as a member of the family,
mm-hmm.
not one, not two, but three of them said to me, specifically for the big family crab feast around the 4th of July,
yeah.
why don't you bring the gal pal by? Now, this could be awkward for them. They don't think it is at all. They're all for moving on.
That's great.
And, you know, and getting
you know,
life together.
Just as a casual observer, I'm not blowing smoke here. What a truly terrific family
yeah.
they are.
Oh,
they you're so lucky to have
them. Yeah, it's like coming up on the 1 year anniversary. I mean, it could be a very maudlin time.
Lucky as hell to have them.
And it's tell me about it. And it's not going to be. You know, I'm very lucky that my son is cool with this,
yep.
that everybody's cool with it. She's my girlfriend. She's a nice girl. You know, I like her. And I think she's already met my mother-in-law,
right.
She's spoken on the telephone to a couple of other people. So it was very nice of my family,
sure.
you know, to invite her into the bosom on this, you know, big, gigantic. And, you know, I said to her, trust me, this family is beyond any Mooney family that you've ever seen before. I mean, they all will dress alike and talk alike and walk alike and do everything alike. But it'll be a very interesting holiday because, like I said, all worlds now
uh-huh.
colliding.
Yeah.
Everybody now.
They kind of strike me as the family that, if you look up strength in numbers,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's they give each other strength.
Yeah.
They really do.
Everybody getting together. You got
so I mean, you obviously I can tell by the way you're talking about this that you're happy about this development. The way, but it's still just you know, no matter how happy you are, it's definitely a lot on your plate, right?
Oh, it is. Are you kidding me? I mean, I've got you know, I'm totally not prepared to have my daughter and three kids come stay for an elongated
there is no preparing
period of time. You know, speaking of which, I want to ask you about the baby thing, of course, Mike.
Well, she said last night, we had a discussion, I said, would you ever want to be on the air? And she said, no, she wouldn't want to be on the air. And then she said, well, maybe, but not if you talk to me. I said, what are you talking about? Well, she said, if Don talked to me, that would be okay. This is the wild card of wild cards. I don't know whether she's serious
no
about this or not.
Surprise to me.
yeah. That one was...
feel more comfortable.
Because she immediately said it. The response I expected was from Carla was, no, I really don't think I want to talk on the radio. I don't want to be on the radio. And then, well, maybe, but not if you talk to me. I said, what the hell do you mean not if I talk to you? She said, well, I'd feel too much pressure if you talk to me.
Right, I get that.
So I guess that Uncle Donnie, you know, has
hi.
The...
yeah.
And I said, oh, you don't know what you're doing. No, I didn't say that to her. I just said, whatever, and then we went to see Rachel Ray at the Kennedy Center. So that was it. But that was what she seriously said that to me in the car on the way downtown last night. That's what she said, and I never really brought it up again. And I wasn't going to bring it up unless you asked about it.
What about the B-A-B-Y?
We didn't talk about that. I talked about the fact that I had mentioned our discussion on the radio, and we have moved by it now, and we are back to where we were, which is enjoying each other's company in a very close and loving relationship. And, you know, because I was thinking about it myself, I can't say what she's thinking. I can only say what I'm thinking, and it just... We had one of those kinds of nights where there wasn't any tension and we just enjoyed each other's company.
Sure.
And, you know, I got up this morning and she'd done like a million different things in the house before she went to work at 7:30 in the morning and I was feeling very nurtured and taken care of. So I'm back to where I started again. I don't know what the hell's going on.
You know she wants.
It's a drag.
She wants that baby.
Well, let me put it to you this way.
I don't mean that's all she wants.
Right.
Excuse me. I didn't mean it like that.
But I don't think... I think she does.
I think it's
not something where it's being... It's not like I come you know, down to the breakfast table and immediately I am lambasted with baby talk. It's not like
that. Oh, you don't get the love talk?
Well, you mean like any train?
Oh, baby.
I meant talk of the baby.
I understand what you're saying.
But I talk, that's how I speak to her. At all times, I'm like, you know, I'll come home and I'll say, oh, baby, did you make me... No, I can't even do that. I can't
oh,
even
baby.
Fake doing that.
Straight face. Oh, baby, you made me my favorite... Oh, baby.
It's very...
baby.
Surprisingly, even after yesterday's discussion on the air, things are very, very good right now.
That's great.
Very good. Looking forward to a little break where she's going to come up with my family and... you know, who knows? Maybe with the right amount of Irish whiskey sitting around the table of Irish people up in the state of Maine, the great state of Maine.
Might make a young girl's dreams come true.
No, maybe the subject. I was just going to say the subject might come up. I'd love to get everybody else's input. I have a relative that has had a child very late.
Why don't you ask your mom?
I will. I could ask my mom.
I'm serious.
I could ask my mom tomorrow, you know. I could ask my mom. She would probably say, probably not at this stage. She'd be kind of like you. Mm-hmm. She'd look at that thing you said yesterday about 20 years. Do I want that for 20 years? There was one other wrinkle that I thought about after you had that discussion.
What's that?
I don't want to come across as insensitive or callous or...
That's impossible.
My regular,
you're
Mike sensitive
O'Mara.
Guy. The guy that thinks about others all the time.
That's
oh,
you,
that
Mike.
Guy.
All the way.
So you might think this is a little out of character. But what I was thinking of is, you know... I really don't want this to come out the wrong way, but it's going to. She has Beluga, the little pug dog that we have.
Right.
And she takes care of this dog. She wanted a dog, 2 years ago? I guess we got this dog a long time ago. And she also wanted me to point it out that it's been well over 2.5 years that we've been together.
Well
so,
over.
You know, well over two and a half. Thank you, Rob. She does everything for the dog. I basically tolerate the dog.
Right.
I hang out. I'll pet the dog. I'll be nice to the dog. I'll have good moments with the dog. And I was just thinking that, you know, in the event that a child was in the works, I would kind of like, even
the
though I don't
have
his...
to go?
No, the dog wouldn't have to go, but I would kind of go with what I believe would be the Donald Trump philosophy of child interaction.
Which is what?
Well, Don had said yesterday that you know, if I had another kid, I'd want to do more than I did with my kids.
I would imagine you would.
But
and,
you're thinking... you were.
I'm thinking perhaps the opposite.
One do less.
Do less. You know, just be there because, you know, and then perhaps, I don't know, find a young friend in the neighborhood that, you know, a more vital man at the time. You know, when the child becomes like a teenager,
right?
I will probably be, you know, I think my age is a little more advanced than the average person my age. I think that I'm a little more decrepit. So by that time, you know, I'm going to need somebody to pitch in and help.
Hire a mammy.
So I think I could really just be the good kind of bounce on the knee kind of, hey, how are you? You know, hey, meant to be seen, not heard. You know, that type of thing. Who knows? There are a lot of things due to these 2 days of discussions that have been whirling around in my mind.
Sure.
And yeah. I'm not quite sure. And you know what you do? You never do this to me at any other time. But you know what he does, well, ladies and gentlemen? He completely stops talking. When Donald tells a story, I whatever his you know, life brings him, I will be over here going, mm-hmm, really? How does that work? Having kind of a dialogue. Mm-hmm. When I'm talking about my life...
I do not want to interrupt.
Well, then I won't interrupt you ever again.
Well, because, frankly, it's like walking through a minefield with you.
How is it like walking through a minefield?
Because I don't know if I say... something to maybe pepper the conversation along. You might take it the wrong way, like you
look,
do with your daughter.
Let's get this straight in front of everybody, publicly on the air.
Okay.
You and I have worked how long together? Over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
We have been through a tremendous amount together.
Sure.
And the fact is that we are friends as well as business partners and radio partners. You may say something that rubs me the wrong way, but... I've said things that have rubbed you the wrong way,
right.
And we might as well have a dialogue.
Okay, here we go.
All right, go ahead. Let me have it. I'm prepared. There's the one. He took his glasses off.
Yeah,
now I know I'm in trouble.
You're not in trouble. And I can hear your. I can hear
I
the bottle.
I took a swig because I was waiting. What? Go ahead. Go ahead. Incidentally, I'm not. I'm free. I'm free today. Okay.
What do you mean you're free today?
I'm medication-free today. I'm able to have this dialogue without... Yesterday, for some particular reason, I got all kind of worked up. Today, I'm a little more at ease with it.
Okay. I hesitate to say anything because if I tell you what I really think, I don't know if you want me to say it on the radio or not. Not that I'm going to say anything bad
That's
about
a little scary.
You or anybody else.
Okay.
This is why it's a minefield.
If I look at you and I say this, if I look at you when you start and I say, I would rather you not say that. Well, that will not be me being mad. That will just be me respectfully asking you not to go down that angle.
Seems to me you've had discussions, obviously, not just on the radio. You've had real-life discussions with Carla.
Yes.
And when you want to talk about this, what I wanted to do is step back.
Yes.
So that really you could say what you wanted to say without me dicking around.
I kind of was going over what I said yesterday.
Understand, and
we didn't really dwell on it last night at all.
Same thought that I had yesterday. You know? I mean, just my gut feeling. She wants it.
Yes.
She wants it.
Right.
And I know you love her.
Yes.
I think you should.
Wow. What?
See, you're going to. No, because I'm going to slug a dick.
No, go ahead.
You should say to her, listen, you are the way you are. You've had kids. You're trying your best to raise the kids that you got now.
Right.
You got issues with your own kids. This is just my take on it. You got issues with your own kids. God knows how you would do
it. I haven't probably put it that way, but I've certainly alluded to that.
You know, I
haven't exactly put it that way.
I don't mean bad issues. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, you know, you've got problems with the separation already between, you know, that's because your ex-wife lives with them and you get them every other week.
Right.
And you're kind of nutty about that.
Right,
and
right.
Also, let's be honest. I mean, not busting balls. You're a Christ. Over 20 years older than she is.
Right.
You're different spots in life. I mean, it's got to be, honey, you love me because I'm Big Papa and I'm going to be here for you. We have a great life together. But if you're looking for, you know, the baby maker, don't think so. I mean, I don't want to say something like run like hell because that's not.
No.
That's
we've been together too long where I have to worry about that.
I have said
what I haven't done is put the what you're doing. The only thing you did, the only place we differ on this is that, and I know you might find this hard to believe, but really, the only thing I really cannot do, because this particular relationship, I think we have a lot more to go. We have a lot more time to spend with each other to find our way a little bit. And sometimes it takes people longer. I mean, God, there are people that. I am not. I agree with everything you said. I'm feeling all of those things. What I am not feeling is that as time goes on, if we grow together more and more and we get along better and better, I'm not sure that the feelings I have for her will make me want to do something that she wants to do. And that's why I can't, and in all honesty, look at her and say, is this, you know, an absolute, total, no way, never, no how? I can't do that to myself.
Why?
I can't do that because I don't feel that way. I don't really feel that way.
Not to be crude, then knock her up.
Then do it.
I mean,
I'm not ready. Just like in any other relationship, I'm not ready for a kid right now.
Then I would put it to her like that. But I mean,
the way I have.
But here's the thing, though. You're almost like that movie with Jim Carrey. She's got to be thinking, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Sure,
because you've more than just said the door's open.
No, she's actually not thinking that. I think, in fact, she articulated that to me the other night. That, you know, no, I think I know where you are. I think she deep down inside probably thinks that I don't want this, and I never want this, and I don't know. But the fact is, for what it is, it's not at a stage right now where it is a complete deal breaker in the relationship. Hey, we're still together. You know, I mean, I'm not ready to say, you know, I don't want you in my life anymore. She's not ready to say that she doesn't want me in her life. It is a difficult situation that I have never in my life been this honest on the radio about.
Okay, then here you go. And I really can say this to you honestly about myself as a father.
Yes.
With the first one, married at 18, divorced at 18 and a half, as is well documented, although I paid all the money, I did a bad job. I will account for that.
Right.
You know, it took over 26 years for us to finally come together. Now, I learned that lesson the hard way, and with Bart, I did everything.
You sure did. I was there.
Every
I saw that.
Every goddamn thing. I mean, the one thing that I got
to witness that.
One thing I can say with a clear conscience is I was a good father.
You were there.
Now, going into this.
Yes.
I know I've said this to you before.
Yeah.
But if you had another one, let's say you had another one now while you're still young. I'll tell you, I had another one now while you're still young.
My father had me when he was 44 years old.
Hold on.
For that, just in case. We're counting ages. But that was also, you know.
But hold on, right. That was then, this is now.
Yeah.
That was then and this is now.
Well, it's much more unusual then, actually.
Well, what I mean is that you can't do now what our parents did. Well, I mean, you could, but you couldn't just park the kid in front of the TV or just open the back door and say to the kid, come home when the street lights come on.
My sister and I were laughing the other night whether we were going to go to a non-smoking area because we used to sit in the back of the station wagon with the windows roll up while my parents smoked Kents.
Hold on, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you had another kid.
Yes.
And you thought, God damn it, this time, like I did with Bart, I'm going to do everything right.
Don't have that. I, with all the guilt that I was talking about, I don't have that. Because really, under the circumstances, I'm the best father that I can be.
Right.
So I don't have that real feeling.
Okay.
Outside of the fact that I'm divorced.
Even if you did it, let's say, just 50%.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea? I know you must remember this from your girls. Do you have any idea how your freaking life totally changes? The baby up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can't go anywhere. You can't do nothing. You can't go out to eat.
Yeah.
You gotta go. And this is before they can even like eat solid food. I mean, you're talking about years, Jack. You're talking about 2 years of living inside a lot. You know what it is? It's the movie Misery with a nice woman and a nice baby. That's what it is. I lived it. And then you get past that. Oh, my God. Hold on. Look at the lifestyle you lead already. You missed a restaurateur. You're out. What are you going to do the first time that's like, uh-oh, Mikey Jr. doesn't feel good tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mikey Jr. needs you to go play a little league with him. Right?
Yeah.
You know, and you just say, boy, goddamn, this is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not up for it.
Well, I certainly have thought that. I mean, I don't know.
I
really don't. I mean, I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about, so I know what you're talking about. I have that experience. I know what it is. I know what that is, and that does contribute to the way I think. With that said, though, I'm right back to where I was before because of, you know, the way I feel about this person.
Hold on. So that's a good...
But I will tell you...
Do you want to have a baby because you want to have a baby or because she wants to have a baby? Let's take Carla out of it.
I have told you that at this point in my life, I do not want to have another child. I don't. Right now. I told you also that am I prepared to say that I will never want another child? I am not. So I can't answer that question because I'm not there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would say to you, that if the time comes that that changed, and I don't know whether it would or it wouldn't, I would of course want to do it. I would not. I certainly don't think you can take it that way. You can't. I take the responsibility seriously enough where you bring somebody into this world, you both have to have. You know, there's got to be a part of me that says, you know. And if that changes, because, you know, I feel for this person because we've been together for this amount of time and we're going to stay together. This person wants to be with me. If it got to that point, of course, that would change. Where is it right now? It's right where I told you it is. So, and believe me, I mean, all those thoughts play into it. All those thoughts play into that. And it is, you know what? It's unfortunate because it's complicated. It's not simple. But do you know any relationship, especially any relationship with children that's not complicated?
It would be good if you could do all while we were still working together.
Hey! Yeah, I
like
know.
Like in the next 2 years, that would be outstanding.
You know, strangely, you say something like that, and my dedication to this job. You know, I put my feet up, and I get here late, and I do all that, but I think you will agree that I am somewhat dedicated to my job.
Yeah.
I do care about my job.
Clearly.
And there's a little part of me when you say that, you know, it just makes me want to just run home tonight and go, be a trooper. Do what, you know, one for the Gipper right there. You know? I don't know. It's where it is. I will certainly tell you, you know, give you progress reports and let you know where I stand with that. But as I said, she knows everything I talked about on the radio. She knows how I feel about her.
Well, if she's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Carla. This is Don, the one that you want to talk to.
Right.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Yeah. Well, you think I'll do it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Game, set, match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Double crown him. You know, do the triple checker thing. You got him.
I have no idea.
You got him.
Well, she's got me. I mean, I haven't gone anywhere. I mean, we've been together a long time.
You know
time,
what I mean.
Right?
You know.
You sure about that?
Hey, listen.
You think you know me, do you?
The person I'm talking about, I'm looking at right now, and he's not saying to me, no way.
I'm not ready to say no way. Exactly. I wouldn't. I don't.
What I'm saying.
She cares about somebody.
Wins.
Right. If you care about somebody and somebody cares about you enough to want that, I mean, how can you be? I can't be a dick about it. I can't. I don't want to be a dick about it.
Like, think about the millions of women that would love to have your child. Think about it.
Good for that.
Think about that seed, how important that seed is, for goodness sakes.
You know,
there are starving women over in Ethiopia that would die for some of that seed.
You know, when I write my book, which will have nothing to do with radio at all, it'll have everything to do with relationships. And because at some point, I'm going to try to figure out how to get through all of this stuff and take the things I've been through and actually try to learn from them. Right now, it's true. I also feel like, you know, you talk about the lifestyle, that the lifestyle. I also believe that has a shelf life as well. I think that there are two roads you can take at this stage in a person's life. You can either keep doing the way I'm doing it and
sounds
the way I've been doing
like
it the last 2 years.
Sounds to me, excuse me, like
I want to be a home buddy?
Like you are rationalizing this.
No! I'm telling you the truth.
So you're ready to slow down?
No.
But at some point you'll have to.
At some point I think I'm going to have to. I've said that to Buzz. I've talked to Buzz about that many, many times. I'll give you an example. Buzz comes out with me last Thursday night, all right? Mm-hmm. Buzz packs it in at whatever, 11 o'clock at night. You know what I'm doing at 11 o'clock? You know what I call 11 o'clock at night?
I know.
I call it happy hour.
I know.
But seriously, the realities of it, there are two ways you go. At a certain point, if you don't slow down, you're not going to be like the guy that's, hey, you know, fun. And you're going to turn into that guy that's living in a refrigerator box. Do you know what I'm talking about?
When are you going to make the turn?
Not for many moons. But I will if I find out you have to. Back off.
How long do you think you are until you have to
How long
that?
Do you think in my prime do I think? I think I got another good solid 10 years
really?
Of this wonderful lifestyle.
Oh.
10 more years of
10
hard
more
living.
Years, then I'm going to slow down.
You go, Mike.
10 more years of hard living. You know, you look at some, there's some models that I've looked at, you know, some role models that I can look at. Richard Burton, for example. You know, wonderful, talented people that, you know, they died young, but boy, did they have a life. They really did. Jackie Gleason, Rob, I would not use that example.
Okay, well, we got to do a timeout here. I'm glad we had this time together, Mike. Let's meet next Tuesday at about 3.
You know, when you get me going like this, that clock on the wall.
I didn't get you going. One simple question.
Yeah.
You know, how's about a baby?
When you get me going.
That's all I had for you. How's about a baby?
It's amazing. Well, you've probably already known this. That, you know, when you talk about yourself, the time really flies. Really do.
I cannot relate.
Yeah.
Joe, good old Joe, my old friend Joe. And incidentally, I think that Joe. Relationship is well on the road to repair because he came in and he said, you are a foppish bon vivant. That came from Hardinger.
Yes.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Bob Mailman.
Sorry to take your time, Robert.
Who's outside ready to pay off his game, whatever it was, of the NBA Finals.
One game, but you guys didn't bet on the series, and he's going to wear the sandwich.
That's it. So he's outside. We got the microphone. We'll be right back, friends.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Day. Come on now. Just a few words from the true king.
Not really. I mean, I have 4 years left, and you know, I just probably you know, play out my 4 years, and then I don't know what I'll do.
Big Daddy Shaq.
I have a lot of faith in him. You know, we all have faith in him. You know, we just give him the ball, and you know, he does what he does. You know, he's a very unselfish player. You know, very great player. He started off slow. Well, you know, when he starts off slow, you know, you have to worry about him heating up. You know, it's not too many times.
He can tell a story, can't he?
He stays, you know, slow.
He just heated up at the right time.
It's coming up.
You know, we played a fabulous game, and, you know, everybody played well. And, you know, Dwayne just a fabulous player.
Okay, here it is, Mike. Hold on here.
I am the other son of Jor-El, Superman.
Want to be chief of police. Shaq?
I'm working on my master's in criminal justice. When I'm done playing, I either want to be chief of police or sheriff somewhere.
And finally, making Miami the liveliest
city. Miami has always been a live city. If you go live, that's bigger than live. If you go live, this, that's bigger than live, there. I make Miami the livest city in the world. LA.
Dynamite Show.
The Dynamite Show.
Shame on you.
That's my man.
Not him.
No.
Not him, for goodness sake.
They never shame the beast. Don and Mike.
That was Shaquille O'Neal.
A bull.
And that was Bill O'Reilly? Was that Bill O'Reilly? Was he saying no bull?
What a bunch of bull.
Thank you, Bill. What a bunch of bull. Oh, we played those tapes. Let me see. It's game 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tonight. Game 6, Miami.
Chance of Miami going home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And wrapping it all up.
And Dallas had a bet on this game last week with a good friend, Robert, the mailman, who hates being called Bob Mailman.
Oh, that's right.
He's going to go outside today. Because he secretly hates white people.
He is dressed in his full Lakers regalia today.
I think, to his credit, he keeps that underneath.
Yeah.
Right, it's boiling right underneath. You have to be very astutely tuned in, almost like a dog whistle, to figure out the fact that Robert truly hates white people. Mm-hmm. So we made this bet about the game. Meaningless bet. I think we're both just goofing around. I threw out there, okay, so I wanted to get him in a sandwich board.
Right.
You know, come on over to my place. He's wanted to come over to my house for the longest time.
Yes, and he lost the bet.
At some point, I will have him over. You know.
Right. Okay.
And when is the next official Token Tuesday?
Gosh.
I don't know which Tuesday it is, but whatever it is, he's going to be
here
at my house
now
for Token Tuesday.
Here he is now. Now he's got
Robert Mailman.
Diet Dr. Pepper, berries, and cream. Mm-hmm.
So the bet was that if Dallas won this particular game, Robert would come on over, eat my food, drink my booze.
No, you said I couldn't have any food, remember?
No, I don't
remember that.
I was supposed to play Xbox, and I was supposed to get a drink and be out of there.
And smart. Why do you have a towel on your head?
Because I'm a towel head.
It's summer.
So
a little humor.
So that was my part of the bet. Come on over to my house. I'll treat you real good.
Come on to my house,
Well, we'll play the Xbox. And if by chance you lose, if Shaq comes through, you got to stand outside the station wearing a sandwich board that says, honk if you love white people.
Number one, I do not consciously or subconsciously hate white people. I hate people.
Right.
Why do you have... Having to be white, that's second to the equation.
Why do you have a whip?
In case the white people get out of hand.
Now, see, you're not allowed to whip anybody out there today.
It's only if, like, you know, they throw something at you.
Wasn't the only rule no interaction?
Yes, now, why would somebody throw... Why would a white person throw something at you when you're wearing a sandwich...
I haven't seen evidence of that going on around
when
here.
When you're wearing a sandwich board that says, honk if you love white
Why are you
people?
Looking at me? Why did you take the whip like that and look right at me? What is the
I'm
deal?
I'm listening to Don.
You're listening to Dan, Don, but you're looking at me with the whip.
How you doing? Nice shirt.
I'm doing great.
Nice
Thank
shirt.
You. Now, I know you remember the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I sure do.
The beginning of that movie.
Day.
Bruce Willis, he's got Jeremy Irons, his life's about to blow up New York, makes Bruce Willis go through the Bronx.
Harlem.
There's something else. What else do you have? What is that you just picked up?
I got shoe polish in case some white person on their way home wants their shoes polished. But it might get on his shirt. I might miss it.
Now, again, this is you adding this. All we want is you outside.
He wants to antagonize. That's what he does.
All we want is you outside waving at people.
Waving?
And hearing
friendly. Waving?
Oh, yeah.
How did that get in there?
Oh, that's part of it.
Okay.
What sandwich board?
You don't think
it's like this.
You don't think you're going to be a mascot?
I got to go like this
out on the street.
Did I smile?
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
You don't have to smile. You can frown if you like.
Yes.
Can I?
No, you cannot
do
the finger.
Oh, okay.
Just, or if you like, if you don't want to wave, you just got to just stand there.
I'll wave. I'm here to pay off the bet and to let you know, Don, that I'm not upset about this. I bought you something. This is for you.
Okay, what is it?
This is something I just saw in Giant. And I haven't seen it before. It's Diet Dr. Pepper, peaches and cream.
Berries and cream.
Berries and cream.
Sounds interesting.
That actually looks pretty good.
Interesting. Maybe you can try a little ice.
I will try it. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'll let you guys know.
Is that to show that there are no hard feelings about the bet?
Don is a bad winner. We all know that.
We know that. That's part of his charm.
Have you seen that sister that works around here? She is fine as hell.
Yeah, watch it, Tiger.
What?
What's her name?
I don't work here.
Her name is Untouchable, Mike. Her name is...
No, but she... I know this.
No. Her name is Untouchable, Robert.
Why?
Her name... Untouchable.
Oh, like that?
No.
It's like that? What, she married a white guy? What's up?
No, I've just heard that she's got a
boyfriend,
a major boyfriend.
I don't give a rat's, you know. I'm just saying, I'm just admiring beauty.
That's right. He's the
uber stud. I just don't want to marry her.
I'm just saying, I heard that there's a guy that wears burgundy and gold.
I'm
really?
Sure. Well, who cares?
Did you really hear that?
Yes.
So what you're saying, she's a... I ain't saying she's a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke.
Jesus Christ. Of course you're not saying that.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
You know, he did take his funny pills today. He did.
She's cute.
She
is.
She's dating a pro athlete.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
How'd you find that out? I didn't know that.
Somebody told me. I know what it was.
You put in an inquiry. That's why.
No, I did. You know what? Remember last week when Stacey was here?
Yeah.
When crazy Stacey was here?
Right, right.
She was... Actually, she to use the street vernacular,
yeah,
dropped the dime.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, Stacey used to date, goddamn.
The offensive line?
I mean, yeah.
Bada bing.
Wasn't it Trey Johnson?
Yeah, oh yeah, Trey Johnson, the tackle.
Who gives a... Redskins suck.
Yeah,
I am Robert the Mailman.
Robert.
I am Robert the Mailman.
All I'm saying is...
I'm going to make money long after Crowley has lost it.
I've heard that this woman...
When she divorces him with two kids and gets $10,000 a month, she can come get some of the Happy Meal that is in my pants.
Okay.
Just admiring beauty.
Then go ahead. I mean, not like I'm going to stop you from hitting on her.
I'm not going to hit on her.
What kind of cigars are you smoking there, Robert?
These are the cheap ones. You get these...
All right. Coronas?
Yeah.
Menthol.
You know how the brothers love the menthol. Hey, Robert.
Got a phone call for you.
Do we have some fans calling?
Got a fan calling in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
No, it's not. It's Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Williams Jr., how are you?
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Hank?
You doing, white retard?
Watch it, you faggot.
Wow.
White retard.
See, now watch it, faggot.
You know, you are white, but in Hitler's scheme of things,
they'd have
put you down.
Robert.
They'd have killed your mother for having you.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Robert.
They'd have nipple on your back.
Hey.
They'd have cut a hole in your head.
Hey.
C5 down your throat.
Hey.
So you might be white,
Jesus,
but you're a retard.
Robert, you are
you're not part of the master race.
Hey.
A mistake.
Hey.
You remember that. You are a mistake.
Now, Robert, don't be so cruel.
Hey, you know what?
I'm happy.
Be nice,
you know,
Tom.
Don let them through to call me a monkey.
I never called you a monkey.
He
never called you a monkey.
I didn't call you a monkey.
No,
not Don.
Tom did.
Tom called you a monkey. Second time he called,
yes.
He goaded him. He
said, oh, yeah.
Tom, don't you have something to say to Robert? Oh, yeah, monkey.
Hey, you.
So I'm going to give it to you, retard.
Hey, monkey.
I tell you what, you're going to stare at the wall.
Hey, monkey.
Your own
ass. Hey, monkey.
Are you waiting for some white people to
feed
you?
Hey,
white boy.
Hey, monkey.
You started
this. Monkey. Ask yourself.
I'm a hunky man. Okay.
Ask yourself. Hey, honky.
Two plus two. How do you spell it? They make fun of you every day. You're an idiot.
No,
they make fun of you too.
Hold on. Tom just came through with his point. They make fun of you too.
No, they don't.
They do too.
No, they don't.
No, they make fun of Robert.
I'm on the same level, buddy. Okay,
you know,
I'm just making less money. That's all.
Hey, you know what?
I got out my own house. I don't live with somebody else that I don't know.
Hey, you know what, Robert?
You got to eat what everybody else
is here. You know what?
You don't have a choice. See, you used to live on a route I used to carry.
Hey.
You used to be out on the street dribbling in the gutter. And I walk right over you like a dog and deliver the money, the mail to your house.
Hey.
Now you're in the group home.
Hold on. Let him speak. Yes, Tom.
Don,
yes,
Tom. Let me talk to you all.
All right. Go ahead. What's up, Tom?
Hey, watch it, you sucker.
I hear him playing checkers in the background.
Let him talk. You got to be fair, Robert.
Let him talk.
I do?
You do.
I got a girlfriend at Sacramento, California.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Ashley.
Hey. Ashley, you have a new girlfriend?
She's on MySpace.
Did you meet her on MySpace? I was just going to ask that.
Tom, do you have a spot on MySpace?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You meet a lot of women that way?
Retard.com.
Stop it, Tom. Robert. I mean, Robert.
WhiteRetard.com.
Oh, dear.
Shut up, Robert, you faggot.
Wheelchair.com.
Robert, I'm going to come down and kick you.
your goddamn ass.
Oh! Please come down.
Wow.
Come down.
No, he will.
The first punch. I won't hit you because I don't hit retards. That's
Did y'all know
that I used to work at a group home for the Red Cross?
Really?
I was a volunteer. So I understand, Tom.
I'd like to be
in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and be the big guy coming around giving me
like
my pills.
What could go wrong?
Shut your damn mouth and go home.
What
wow.
What you want for dinner?
We don't need your freaking... Smelly ass and such. Smelling up the goddamn.
Good job. Tom's holding his own today.
Is your father.
Hey, we don't need your damn smelly ass and such. Smelling up the goddamn
feet. Tom is holding his own.
Tom. How does your bed smell?
Hey, how does your bed smell?
Do they change the sheets once a week or you just...
Hey,
are they your honky? They look like... A pizza? What's going on here? Number two, number three, number one.
Mike. Yes, hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike, get Charlie on the phone.
Yeah, it's Charlie. Charlie's not here right now.
Charlie's not retarded.
I'm not Charlie. I'm going to come down there and yank the goddamn microphone away from you and take it inside.
All right, Tom, you're doing a great job.
You better do it before the group home
calls. Tom...
Hey, shut up, you faggot. I'm going to kick your goddamn ass.
Man, I'm going to give Tom. Tom, you're winning this fight today,
Wait,
Tom.
You have a problem with gay people?
Tom, you're doing a good job.
Hey, Robert, shut the hell up.
Do you have a problem with... Are you upset?
Tom, you can't say...
Guys, leave that out.
Keep Tom, it clean.
Yes,
keep
did.
It clean, Tom.
Tom, you're doing a fine job.
You
Tom,
can't say a-hole, Tom.
Tom, you're doing a good job today.
Now, hold on. I want both of you to go to your corners.
Yeah, go to your corners.
I want neither of you to say anything for a second.
Right, yes, sir. Take a break.
What we're going to do now is score this fight thus far. Mike, I must say, in a stunning upset, simply on points alone, I've got... Tom ahead by at least 3 points going into the final round.
I had Robert winning handily in the first half. In the second half, it was a marathon, not a sprint. And Tom Gavin just absolutely sprinted to the finish, and he edged Robert out, but it was extremely close. I didn't think it was an overwhelming victory, but it was very, very
close.
How
do you score the fight, though?
I scored the fight. Gavin 5, Mailman 4.
Okay,
Excuse
Buzz.
Me, hold on. Does he get a point for being retarded?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Shut up,
Bob.
Yes.
Okay.
And you get one taken away for being black. Buzz.
Big fan of Robert, but I have to say also on points, Tom the clear winner.
The winner
point.
Is Gavin.
Yes.
Hold on, we've not
a clear winner.
We have not gone to the back judge.
We're going to the final round.
Rob.
Rob, what do you score the fight, Rob?
Right now, it is a dead tie.
All right, well, Rob sees a tie.
Thank you, Rob. Oh, my God. I said thank you, Rob.
Yeah, you did.
Lightning will strike my fight today.
Robert, one chance to punch him and knock him out. What would you like to say to him? One time, don't scream at each other. Go ahead. What's your best shot for him? And Tom, shut up, and you can give Robert your best shot.
I can only imagine what this girl looks like. Wheelchair, 500 pounds, blind and toothless. With a toupee on, and you still ain't going to get none.
Okay. That's it. That's the punch. And Tom, your counterpunch?
She looks beautiful. She calls me all night. She calls me at night.
I win.
Hey, Robert, shut up.
We don't care what the whore looks like.
Oh, dear.
Okay,
hey, Roger.
And you best believe if I wanted her, I'd have her.
Robert.
And I let her sit on your lap
this
while I
Tom's
get her.
Dance, Robert,
she's not a whore.
How do you know? She's across the country. She might
Robert,
be doing somebody
shut
right
up.
Now.
Tom.
Yes?
I'm sorry, I've got to say.
Wow.
Coach's decision, knockout.
Knockout by
Robert the mailman.
Final round.
Retard, that's not fair.
No.
Robert the mailman, knockout.
I put pillows on his head so when he hit the ground, you know, he wouldn't knock his brains looser.
Tom, I'm glad you have a girlfriend.
Yep.
Yep, there you go.
Have you sent her money yet?
Hey, shut up, Robert.
Step, dumbass.
Oh,
hey, watch your language, you freaking... Freaking black whore.
Oh.
Black ass motherfucker.
Oh, why did he say you freaking what?
I am a black whore.
I think that's he called him a black whore.
I'm a black whore. You must know me.
You must be
watching from your retarded closet.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
You want me to come down and kick your goddamn ass?
Wow.
I'll pay for the bus. Get on the short bus right now and come down here.
Wow.
All right, bye, Tommy.
Bye, Tom.
You got to pry these out. Tom, you did a good job today.
Yeah. Hey, Robert. Hey, guys.
Yeah, Tom.
Take a microphone away from him now.
Okay, all right. I'll turn his microphone off.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Charlie at?
He's not. He's not.
He's right here, Tom. You did,
Charlie, did I do good?
You did a great job, Tom.
Yeah.
You did. You did that, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Is he retarded? Is he retarded?
Shut up, Robert.
You faggot.
Shut up, Robert.
Shut up, faggot.
Shut up, Robert.
Robert, shut up.
Dennis, get up.
Dennis, shut up, Robert.
So much better than you.
Shut up, Robert.
Hey, Tom.
I'm better than you, Robert.
You won't be doing that all night in the corner.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, shut up, Robert. I'm better than you.
They're gonna put a straitjacket on you.
Hey, Tom.
And give you oatmeal. So
hey, Tom.
Shut up.
Yeah.
We're better than Robert, Tom.
I'm better than Robert. Ha ha ha.
All right, Mike.
Ha ha ha, Robert. Charlie's
best friend. Bye. Charlie.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm being nice.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're being nice.
No,
yeah,
no. I had
nice.
Something to say.
Bye.
Look
bye. Bye.
Right now. Bye, Charlie. Take that back, Charlie. Take it back, Charlie.
Bye.
Take it back, Charlie.
Oh, you can talk about rat droppings in my restaurant anytime.
Oh,
do not threaten me.
All right. Stop it. Goodbye.
Oh,
to
my
you.
God.
Oh, rat droppings.
Wow.
That was fun.
Okay.
Jesus.
Let's have Robert.
Hi, pretty lady. Hi, redskin mistress.
Maybe not a redskin mistress.
Oh,
and mistress
oh, a cowboy.
Mistress a harsh
she's a
word.
Cowboy.
Is
hey.
Mistress is not a necessarily a complimentary what? Word.
She perhaps dresses in purple and black as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, very good. Okay.
She can dress in yellow and gold right there.
Okay. I was talking about the Baltimore Ravens, of course.
I do hate it when he touches himself.
You're thinking about your Lakers.
You didn't
uniform.
Say that out in the lobby.
Yeah, in the lobby, yeah.
Right
when
now,
I,
there is
when I was doing
board.
You.
There's right. His sandwich board. Honk, if you
know.
Love white people, that's now that now that is beautiful, Robert. That is beautiful.
Fuck yours. Yeah, whatever.
Let's get him out there, and Robbie, let's get a picture and get that right up on the website,
please.
Please,
please.
I love
please.
You, Robert.
I do.
I swear to God.
All right, let's get him out there.
Oh, my God. This is the best Robert bit ever right there. I didn't know it until I saw him with the sign on.
Get him out there.
I got diet grape soda.
Good.
And diet grape juice. So, but I forgot the watermelon. And,
my God.
All right, get out there.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks for giving me an hour off. I was losing my mind talking to Colette.
Talk to you in a moment.
Just kidding.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he's bye-bye. Taking his whip.
Take a picture.
There he goes. There he
right
goes.
Now, making friends today. Can we make sure that Yanni or someone is out there with our digital camera that's held together with a rubber band?
Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm laughing at, you might not know, is the sign. The sign is just hysterical. It really he's got his headphones. All right, very good.
It's beautifully done. The sign is an arts and crafts project.
And we have to give credit to Mr. Spiewak for that sign. Right.
Yes.
Very good, Rob.
Robert, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Where are you at, friend?
Right I'm out. In the lobby next to the sewage plant.
Oh, there he goes. All right. I just saw him walk past.
What do you think of that lobby, Robert? Do you smell that out there?
Huh?
What?
What? Do you smell the lobby smell?
I smell white people. That's the sixth sense I have.
That's what you may be saying that, but that's not the sign you're wearing.
Oh, thank you, rat droppings.
All right, get outside.
Yes, sir. Outside.
Oh, dear.
Right. There we go.
Is his way through the door yet?
Is he making his way outside?
I don't see him out there yet, Mike. Hold on.
Should be any moment now.
I hear him.
They're honking.
Already they're honking. Of course they are. It's a popular billboard.
Sandwich board.
There he is, right in front of the station. Can't miss it.
Hey, help me with...
I love white people, and honk if you like white people, if you love white people.
This is too good. John Norman is helping him with his headphones and everything else.
Everything's twisted.
Oh, my God.
Now, we're going to have these pictures up on our website during the next commercial break. If you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and click on today's date, you'll see these pictures.
You know, this is one where I underestimated it. In theory, I thought it was good, but it's just, it's pretty
yeah, talk about a response.
Have we ever gotten a response like this?
And this is, Mike, the light's not even changed. These are people from the other lane.
Stragglers.
And wow. Look at Robert. He's having the time of his life.
He looks like he's enjoying himself.
He is.
Sure, why not?
All right, Robert, can you hear us?
I can hear you very well.
How does it feel now to be actually on the street with that sandwich board?
I feel like a D-head.
Do you have yourself situated so that cars can read you as they come up and approach you?
Oh, they're reading me all right.
Right.
Huh. Thanks a lot. And you know what? Your house probably isn't that nice anyway.
I just saw somebody driving by laughing out loud. That was a good sign.
And they're honky. You got what you wanted, Don. You have humiliated me more.
Oh yeah, that was
anyway.
Robert, the truth is, as you've said, you love white people.
I've never said that in my life.
No, you never have.
I don't
said that.
Hate white people. Okay,
that's right.
Let's make that clear right
you
now.
You hate everybody.
I hate everybody.
You hate everybody,
especially Rob. Especially
how's the temperature
you.
Outside, Robert? You comfortable
it's
out there?
It's humid.
Yeah, all right, good.
Feels
yeah.
like a cotton field.
I was going to offer you if you wanted, Robert. You could keep the sign.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I know where to put it. Right on your grave.
Right on your grave. That'll look nice.
Meanwhile,
all I'm hearing is honk, honk, honk.
Yeah. Maybe you should try this for honk for cash. Yeah,
you can't miss this thing. Gigantic.
Oh, you can make it honky for cash.
In big red letters, it says, honk.
Perfect timing,
if
too.
You love white people.
Oh, did you see the pickup truck go by?
He was leaning on that, Robert.
Yeah. He really loves white people.
He really
people.
Does love white yeah. people.
He just had a Klansman drive by.
Yeah. Rob, I've been out here 5 minutes.
The Imperial
like
Wizard. I believe the Imperial Wizard met a past you about 5 minutes
yeah.
ago.
Don, I'm going to get you for this.
Oh, Jesus.
Because only you could think of a lame ass prize going to your house. Or if I lose, I got to stand out here for 3 or 4 hours.
Hey, listen.
The sandwich board says I love white people.
What did I tell you yesterday, Robert? I said, you want to bet on a series? Come up with something, right?
All I can say is like $1,000 a game.
Now, how exciting is that
yeah,
for the listener?
No fun,
for the
no
radio.
Fun
who
for the
cares
radio?
About the listener? They're getting theirs now.
We do, deeply.
Robert, are you going to need somebody to light up your smoke out there?
No, I can take care of it. Right. I've been in prison. I know how to light a cigar and win. This is embarrassing.
You know, this is embarrassing. Those incredible prison windstorms where you have to light cigarettes.
The only thing worse is if you gave me an American flag to fly around. You know?
It probably would
all
be.
I know is yeah, I hear
I don't
honk,
think that
honk,
would be,
honk.
I don't think that would be the proper flag, Robert.
I hear a lot of honks out there, Robert.
Get it out of Rob. You know, Rob does have a rebel flag in his office.
Does he really?
It's a joke rebel
it's
flag.
It's a joke rebel
just
flag.
Just like the Coon salt shakers.
It's,
yeah.
I think
it's.
Have it
I think isn't it the rebel flag that has Elvis's face in the middle?
Yeah,
of it?
That's the one I saw.
It down.
What?
I took it down.
Why?
Because Robert complained, and I'm sensitive to
I
his feelings.
I did not complain about that. You are your true self, Rob. You really are a racist. Don't you have part of the Hindenburg in your house or something? Or Nazi
he
flag?
He finds the nerves. Doesn't
and you
he?
Definitely have the. You gave Don the coon salt shaker and pepper shaker, and that wasn't a joke. That was for off the air. Don blew that by telling everybody on the radio that he gave you that. If he understood that, he'll be on his mantle.
He is controversial.
So, but that's the truth.
But he's outside
of
the sandwich board.
Everybody's checking him out.
Honk, I love white people, and honk if you love white people. Uh-huh. Now,
hey,
Robert, can you wave at some of these cars when the light cycles through again, please?
Yeah, I guess so.
Please?
I mean, I just want to make sure you don't call me a re-nigger, so I'll make sure.
Oh,
yeah,
easy on the ends. Come on.
Re-nigger? What was that?
Now, are you going to wave, Robert? It's part of the bet.
And wave nice.
Wave nice.
Did you see the black chick in the other line? She
the guy with the pickup came around again.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Did the pickup come around again?
Yeah.
It was a black chick in a Camry, and she looked at him, and she just shook her head.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that.
She's right.
Look where we've come. Look where we've gone. Look what's happening to our race. This is a situation
this is.
To talk about.
Holy.
The commonplace of the black man today.
Oh, my God.
In a Laker uniform.
This is one
great.
For the ages, fellas.
Let me know if you want to bet on the series, Robert.
Hey, Don, what do you want me to do? What you make up the bet. You keep saying I want to come to your
you
house
didn't, you didn't
for some
like,
reason.
You didn't like that. You know why? Every time I see you, you say you had Mr. 40 out to your house.
No, I said I want to play cards. Yeah, I did say that a year
and,
ago.
And
have I talked about Xbox this year?
No. And you do want to come over and play cards. That's why I...
Oh, my God.
What?
That was a police card.
That's a police car. That's a police car that loves white people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Fairfax Best.
There
you go. Hope I don't get a wood shampoo while I'm out here.
Oh, my God. All right,
Robert.
This is one for the ages,
oh,
Robert.
Yeah. Well, Don, you outdid yourself.
No, you know,
y'all did your racist stuff. I know Rob has something to do with this. Make him go in blackface. Well, we can't do that. That's too much.
Jesus Christ. It was a basketball game, Robert. You did
Done.
That? Was
coming
a basketball
to your house
game.
Is not something I stay awake at night thinking about.
Okay.
I've been to richer white people's houses.
For the bet of the series.
Somebody just stop. They're testing the car. Just keep going, sir.
What is it you would like to bet on the series, then? If you want what is it you
got? I'll tell you what. If Dallas wins, you come to my house for dinner.
If Dallas wins... Now...
How about
he's
an evil man.
I go with that.
All right.
See,
I can't think of anything else for you. You're already doing what I want you doing outside with the sign on.
You let me spend the night at your house.
Hey, I tell you what, go to hell.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just have Tom Gavin and Dennis Murphy at your house?
I had Dennis Murphy at my house, Robert.
Mike did.
That's a good bet, buddy, because you don't want to do it. That's a good bet, Don.
Didn't you just say that being at my house was no big deal?
Yeah, but spending the night, that's a whole other ball game, buddy.
When Dennis spent the night at my house. It was like I made him French toast in the morning.
I remember
the worst breath I've ever smelled.
Don, Robert, you don't have no excuse not to go to this bed, buddy. I'm just an ordinary black man that wants to spend a Friday night at your house.
So Dallas wins. It's dinner at Robert's house.
I'm the loser either way.
No, you got it. It's gotta be you.
How do you figure that, man? I'm gonna make you a good meal.
Hold on.
He's a great cook.
If Miami loses,
goodness. White women are coming to take pictures.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Oh dear.
Speaking of which, the pictures of Robert are up at donandmikewebsite.com.
They're laughing at me, Don.
Why is
not
that?
In a good way, like I'm going to get some later.
Oh.
It's in a way.
Robert, go up and interview them. They came out to see you. You can
Ladies,
talk to them.
Ladies, they want to interview you. How you doing? What's your name?
Ashley.
What's your name?
Megan.
Let's find
Ashley
out, Robert.
And Megan.
Robert, let's find out.
Who didn't think that was going to be their name?
Let's find out if they're Robert fans.
Are you fans of Robert the Mailman?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So,
I don't know. She was a little tentative. She was a little tentative. What about
are
you?
Are you a fan?
I am a fan.
Okay, so we got two fans of Robert the Mailman.
I believe
here.
The second lady was sincere, Robert.
Yes.
I lost the bet, ladies. And we're getting so many honks out here.
Of course you are.
See, it's going to blow up.
Robert, we got to hit a break. I tell you what.
Hit a break.
Hold on. If you like it, if you are into it, what is it that you would like? Is it if I was to make a bet with you on the series and you were to lose, and I threw out there and you just threw it out, you'd come to my house and spend the night on a Friday night.
Yeah.
If you lost, don't come back to me crying later saying, well, all you offered me was a chance to come to your house. I've been to other rich white guys' houses before.
I have
no
been to other
deal.
Rich white guys' houses. That is the truth.
Of course, the guy that just broke by on
you know what? Deal.
I believe it.
What is that guy from L.A. Law that works in your office? What's his name?
Benny?
No. The bald-headed guy. The program director. What's his name? He's coming out here laughing at me. He's a D. Ladies, y'all have a nice evening. Thank you.
Brave man, they gave you a compliment, Robert.
What's that a-hole's name?
I have no idea who you're talking
about.
I'm
trying to finalize this. Do you want to make a bet on the series or not?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Dinner at my house if I win.
Okay, if you win.
I mean, if you win.
Hold on. No, I don't like it. How about if I win, I don't have to go to dinner at your house?
If you...
And if I lose, you come spend the night at my house.
No, Don, that's not fair.
Why is that not fair? That way I don't have to go to your house.
Is that a lose-win bet? Was that one of those lose-win
bets? No, where do you think I live? Let's get this straight. Where do you think I live?
Well, of course, in the ghetto. A little bit of chum.
You are such a redneck. Posing as a nice guy.
In the ghetto.
Don, I live in the city of Alexandria.
Okay. Robert, we'll work it out. We'll work it out before the end of the show.
Do it on air.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
We got a break right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
And you know what? It's going to be soul food.
Bye.
It's going to be soul food.
You're going to lose. Bye. Bye.
He's out there.
Okay, he's outside. We're still in the studios in Fairfax on 10800 Main Street if you want to come by and take a peek and give him a honk.
He's waving.
Make him feel special.
He's having a good time.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How are you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of... Not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello. Sacramento, California, hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of spenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. That's quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They're great. He's sorry for the Vonka. They will cost him a fortune in fudge. The Don and Mike Show. Never mind a girl.
All right, Bob Mailman is outside. We'll check in with him in a second, see if we can figure out a bet on this series.
Good.
But obviously, we play the Larry tapes, which means it's time for the Larry fun.
How are you?
Rob, what the hell is this setup? I don't even like reading this.
I just read it, and I don't understand.
What is it?
It's in Fairbanks, Alaska, and it's the 100th anniversary summer solstice baseball game where they play baseball all through the night, and because it never gets dark, they don't need to turn on the light.
All through the night. So we'll be calling Alaska.
I don't think he's in Alaska, but he is the general manager, assistant GM of the Alaskan team.
Lots of fish.
Okay.
In Alaska.
Here we go.
Live from Washington, D.C., it's the Larry King Show.
Hi, Larry.
The show features interviews with interesting guests from around the world and telephone calls from across North America.
Wow.
It's a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System. And now the host of the program, here's Larry.
Hi.
Just a few minutes past the hour, Anderson Cooper 360 coming up.
Larry King.
We're here in the nation's capital. It's hot and sticky.
I seen something on my way in today.
What'd you see?
Big muscular black fellow outside. Sign says honk if you like white people. So
weird.
I honked.
How weird is that?
I honked.
Why'd you honk?
'Cause I'm white.
Of course. You honked 'cause you're white.
Weird. Who are we calling?
You're calling Todd Dennis.
Who's he?
He's the assistant general manager of the Fairbanks Gold Panners.
Why are we calling him?
Who are you?
I'm Rob.
And why are we calling him?
Because he's a good guy.
Good guy. Todd Dennis, assistant general manager of the Fairbanks Gold Panners from Alaska.
As you know, that's all we need.
Now we've seemed to have a problem.
The call did not go through.
You probably have the same area code as other cities, don't you? In Alaska, do they have more numbers? Because it's so far away?
I think it's the same, Larry.
It's the same. I don't understand.
I like it when it was Klondike 7.23.
The Klondike's in Alaska, isn't it?
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Todd?
This is Todd.
Todd, hi. This is Larry.
I'm Larry, too.
How are you?
To have you on the show, Todd.
Larry and Larry. Okay.
No, it's Larry and Larry, yes.
Larry ampersand Larry.
Larry and Larry.
Yeah, like...
Sometimes you can use an apostrophe
like
N.
Captain Crunch.
Sure.
He's not Captain Crunch. Hey, here's a mind bender for you. Speaking of Captain Crunch, maybe...
I love mind benders.
Made me think of Captain America. Made me think of... Which one of the Fantastic Four was a Jew? Fast. I heard this on the radio. It had to be true. Can you name which of the Fantastic Four was a Jew? Anybody?
Stretch Armstrong.
Wrong. Todd, how about you?
Agree. Good idea.
It's the orange guy.
Oh.
Thanks.
I like oranges.
The thing?
They're good for you, right? Oranges?
Oranges got a lot of vitamin C, packed with vitamins. The acid's even good, don't you think so, Todd?
Absolutely.
They call him the thing, which is what we used to call my private area when
the
I was
thing.
Growing up.
Yeah, we'd always point at it and go, look at the thing.
So you're in Alaska?
Alaska, is it cold?
Alaska is cold in the wintertime, yeah.
No, but is it cold now?
No, we're upwards of mid-80s.
So now would be summer, right? It's not upside down?
No, now is summer.
Upside down would be Australia, right?
Yeah, down below.
You'd sort of turn the earth upside down, and you get summer in one place and winter in the other.
That's amazing.
If you dig a hole in your backyard, you can go all the way to China.
Straight down through.
I heard that. You dig a hole, and you see a Chinese man, a China man.
But you'd be burned up because there's all sorts of hot stuff in the middle of the earth.
I love Chinese food.
I love baseball, and we've got a general manager on.
Mugu Gai Pan or sweet and sour. Go!
Going away, sweet and sour. How about you, Todd?
Sour.
Sour, way to go. How do you like baseball?
Baseball is fantastic.
Yeah.
American sport.
I played stickball. Ever heard the name Sandy Koufax?
Oh, yeah.
He was a personal friend. Great pitcher, even in the streets of Brooklyn.
Lefty.
When we had egg creams.
Egg cream. Nothing like playing a game of stickball, being all hot and sweaty.
Do you take the roids?
Not me personally.
Sure.
I do.
I gave that up.
Who's your best player?
Barry Bonds.
No, who's the best player on your team?
This year?
Yeah. Go.
Bo Mills.
Who's he?
Fresno State.
What's he do?
Bo.
He's an infielder, big stick, and
what's
just
his name?
Hey.
His name Beauregard?
I do not know.
Speaking of big sticks, Anderson Cooper coming up right after the show. We're talking with Todd Dennis. He's a general manager of an Alaskan baseball team.
Bo Diddley, good friend. Fats Domino made it out of New Orleans.
Bo
alive.
Jackson. Tragedy.
Fats Domino.
Real shame. Bo Jackson, great potential.
Of course, Billy Preston just checked out.
Oh, Derek.
Very sad.
Best wishes to Jerry Lewis after his recent mild heart attack. Hope he does fine. We're going to get him on the show soon.
You're listening to Larry. Larry, we're talking with Bo Hopkins. So, Bo, what was it like working with Burt Reynolds?
That's Bojangles, by the way.
Bojangles?
Is he playing the bow game with us?
I think he is.
Hey, don't bogart this interview.
Listen, we just were talking with Hank Williams Jr., Bo Cephas.
You have a baseball team.
And you play at night without lights?
That's right. 100 years, never use lights.
How?
It's just very bright there in the summertime.
How'd you get Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell to be on your team?
Go!
You know, I saw Tom Hanks, and he said, no crying in baseball. And I said, sure there's crying in baseball. All the times I played, and the kids would give me the wedgie, they'd pull my underpants went so, I could taste them in the back of my throat. And I'd say, stop it. He said, there's no crying in baseball,
no
Zyga.
No crying in baseball.
Hey, Zyga, no crying in baseball, Zyga.
Here we go. What's your favorite baseball movie? Go!
That would have to be Bull Durham.
Yeah. Hoosiers, going away. Hoosiers. I enjoy Hoosiers.
Wrong! Friday Night Lights with Billy Bob Thornton.
You've trumped me again. I like the movies. Yeah, wonderful movies.
You know, my favorite team.
I love this team. They're great. I've
supported them for years. They're great. I love them. They are the Montreal Expos. They are the absolute toast of the town.
Not a great draw. I used to go to Dodgers games, and I ate chicken fat on matzah.
I go to Canada. I go to Montreal. You know why? You get the blue pills.
Oh, you get them cheap.
Yeah, I go and I say, I'm Larry from the corner.
Todd, do people have trouble crossing the border when they come to your games?
Yeah, it can be difficult, definitely, depending on what you're carrying.
We're talking with Todd Dennis about the problem of illegal aliens getting into America.
No secret, the borders...
Via Fairbanks, Alaska.
The borders have become very porous, haven't they, Todd?
Absolutely.
What are we going to do? Go!
Stick our finger in it.
What exactly is,
Todd says, stick his finger in it.
What exactly, is a baked Alaska?
Todd, baked Alaska. What is opinion?
I don't know. It sounds like the state's cash crop to me.
Baseball hats have a nice look, right?
Beautiful.
Sure.
Let me ask you something. Why do all the kids wear them sideways?
I mean, they were designed originally to protect eyes from the sun, right?
Yes.
Why do they wear them crooked?
Why?
For cockamamie.
I know a catcher does. He wears it backwards.
He has to wear his mask.
But why is... I know his name, Two Quarters. I seen the video with Two Quarters. Now, why has he got his hat on? It's a Yankee hat.
But you get this.
It's a different color. It's like a green Yankee hat. And I'm watching the, what's his name? Five dimes, 50 pennies. That, what is it?
50 cents.
Wrong. 4 bits.
I don't think so.
Anyway, he's got the
two bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a dollar.
He's got the shirt on. I don't understand rap music.
Todd, do you have a logo?
Yes, we do. Logos are good.
You like it?
Absolutely.
What's the logo? The great Billie Holiday.
I like the logo channel.
Diane Carroll. There's a classy black lady.
You like peanut butter?
Especially with chocolate.
Do you serve peanut butter at your ball games when the illegal aliens are coming over the border?
No, they hide those in their backpacks.
What time is it in Alaska? Go!
1 o'clock.
I tell you what,
you're talking baseball? You know who's had a real hot streak?
Who's that?
Cal Ripken Jr. He's hot. He's just the hottest. He's the iron lung.
I think that's a good name for him.
The iron
call him
lung.
Because he's so strong, he's
the
got iron lungs.
He's played, and I believe, I've been told, 5,000 games in a row.
He's an iron skillet.
Something.
Good man, Cal.
Do you love white people? There's a man outside wearing a sign that says, honk if you like white people. You like white people, Todd?
Go.
White people are good.
Would whites be your favorite people? Or you like other people? You like blacks? You like yellows? You ever met a red?
Or have you ever met a green? Like a Martian? Whoa. Tonight I'll eat dinner with Johnny Damon. Whoa.
It's Scooter Libby's first appearance on Anderson Cooper 360, following Larry King Live.
I'm talking with Todd Dennis. Todd is a chef from Alaska.
Is this his picture? We're just giving you a picture from the internet. We Googled you.
Are you having fun?
Great show.
Todd?
Baseball is fun.
Let me just say right now. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, at this picture of you. You're wasting away. You're wasting away to nothing. You're skinny.
Could you eat more?
Your skin and bones.
Absolutely.
What's your favorite food? Take your time.
I like orange egg chicken. Cream. Oh, you want to ask him.
What is it?
Orange chicken.
Orange chicken. That's Chinese.
Yeah, I like Chinese.
Jack Su, great actor.
Japan. Will you ever forgive them?
No.
I wasn't asking you, brother.
Sorry.
Todd. If you had a hot Japanese player, would you cut him because of, you know, Pearl Harbor?
No, we're over that in Fairbanks.
Eskimos, are most of them fat?
No.
No.
Are they blubbery, you know, walrusy?
They eat blubber.
They eat blubber. Do you have Eskimos on your team in Alaska?
Not this year.
They live in igloos, right?
No.
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 What do they live in?
Homes.
Homes.
Regular homes.
Huh. Regular homes. Wild.
Yeah.
Igloos are made out of old mattresses, right? Go.
Ice.
What Ice. Do you think of Eskimo pie?
Eskimo pies are good, too.
Eskimo pies are good. You like blueberry?
Prefer cranberry.
We're talking with Todd Dennis. Question, of course, why are we not out of Iraq yet? Todd is, I believe, what is he, a former CIA agent? Is that
No, I think he taught baseball to the SEALs, and not the kind that swim, the Marines. Of course, SEALs swim, too.
You know, I like the SEAL that's in Sears. I don't know if they have this anymore, but it's when you went into the appliance section, it would be a plastic SEAL, have a hole in its nose, and blow a little air out, and there would be a beach ball. And I was amazed as a boy. I'd stand there by the refrigerator, and I'd look at this SEAL.
I'm a wonderful dancer.
At one time, I said to my mom, I want that. And you know what she bought me? She bought me the refrigerator to play with in the backyard. And never told me not to shut the door.
You want to know? Want to know what kind of SEALs we never had in our house?
What kind? Easter seals. We always got the candy.
Talking with Todd Dennis. Todd Dennis is an Alaskan fisherman. What do you think of the show? Is it tough? Do people die getting king crab?
No, I don't think crabs are fatal.
Mm.
You have a DH? You like the DH?
DH is exciting.
I know all the dances. Two-step, foxtrot, samba, and the Lindy. Go!
Ozzie Guillen, of course, in this country illegally. You think we should send him back? Go!
No.
I like him. I say we keep him, too. I agree with you, Todd, because he did a flip. He'd make a great play and do a backflip. Wonderful.
I'm hungry.
Me, too.
I'm dying for some matzo ball soup right now.
On your hot dogs, Todd. Mustard or ketchup?
Relish.
Oh, wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
What do you wash it down with?
Michelob.
Michelob?
Wrong. Unless they're an advertiser.
Are they an advertiser? Sure, why not?
You like advertisements?
Hmm.
You like ads? I'll tell you an ad I like.
You like your beer in a can or a bottle?
You know the ad that I like?
What's that?
The slow squeeze.
Oh, yeah.
Seen that? It was a funny commercial.
I like the caveman that gets angry and he goes to the fancy restaurant.
That's good.
That's funny.
He doesn't want the duck. The slow skis, the people who have slow dial-up. Yeah. I laughed. I said, that's a series. The slow skis.
Todd Dennis is our guest on Lay King. We're talking about how to get married 8 times and be successful. Todd, is it tough with all the ex-wives?
Todd, how did it feel having a child over the age of 47?
It's very painful.
Very painful?
Very painful.
You didn't give birth yourself, did you?
No, not to myself.
Mm. Do you have the same matching shirts and pants when you're in the uniforms, or are the tops and bottoms different?
Oh, they're different.
What color?
Yeah, they're blue on top and white on bottom.
Whoa, that sounds like it could be a corpse.
Do you like being the top or the bottom? Do you like being the top or the bottom? Just answer, please.
Go!
The side.
The side.
The side.
He's in Alaska. It's goofy. Goofy stuff up there.
Make a choice. So,
we're talking with Todd Dennis. He's working on the pipeline in Alaska. Is it true you invented the seventh inning stretch?
No. No, that was one of our fans.
What's your mascot?
Man Panning Gold.
That's why you're the assistant general manager of the Fairbanks Gold Panners.
That's right.
Have you ever gotten gold, found it in the river?
Cherry gig.
No.
You ever had a sexually transmitted disease? I have.
Oh.
I've got them right now.
You ever catch a halibut?
Yes.
Whoa!
I got crabs. I mean, I got crabs in my shorts.
The size, of snow crabs, aren't they?
They itch. Yeah. They eat my balls.
I have three gold teeth.
We're talking
with Todd Dennis.
We got the break. I have to be changed.
Very nice, Todd. We hope you've enjoyed talking all about Iraq and the illegal alien problem. Boy, that Norman Rockwell, who made a lot of nice pictures, didn't he?
We've been talking about the career of Jimmy Stewart with Todd Dennis, who, of course, was right there.
Todd, good luck at the show. I hope everything goes well.
Final question.
Final question.
How much are you charging for Ted Williams' frozen head? Go!
That's free. Free admission.
Free admission. We're there.
If it's free, it's me.
I'm on the next plane to China.
And
I mean,
my
Alaska.
Brother.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
All right.
Thanks for being on.
How do you like the interview?
Fantastic.
Nice talking to you. Take
care, Larry and Larry.
Bye-bye. Oh, no, he hung up.
He hung up.
Yeah. Rob Stein couldn't talk to him.
Call him back.
See if he liked it on the air.
He was actually engaging us in the name game.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He was pretty good. He was playing the bow name.
You could hear him snickering softly.
He enjoyed himself, and
sure.
that's the spirit of the interview.
Thanks for talking to the guys. Hope you enjoyed yourself. How do you think it went? You did great, and you did really good at the bow name game. All right, thanks again, and good luck with the gold panders.
The gold panders.
He hung up.
He hung up.
Just as if that was not radio gold enough.
check
back in outside with Robert the Mailman. Hi, Bob.
Boy, that bit needed first aid. I think you would have been better off letting me interview him. Because I'd have said, I heard it's a lack of women up there. Do you ever...
All right, Robert, we'll check back with you in a second.
Thanks for your contribution, Robert.
I got some updates for you.
Okay, good. We'll talk to you when we come right back. Robert's out front of the station wearing his sandwich board.
Right.
You honk if you love white people.
There's another honk
love
there.
White people. Right. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Let me just stand by for one moment before we actually rejoin here. That is a sweet piece of ass you got out there with you, Robert.
And a brother just walked by, and I had to apologize.
Wow.
The second one.
What's that lady's name?
What's your name?
My name is Angela.
Angela. She's nice.
Yeah, she sure is.
And a lot of people have honked. There's a lot going on out here. One person came up, white boy, and he said, why do you have the sign on? I said, no reason. It's a nice day outside. I thought I'd walk around by the station.
Hold on. We actually have to rejoin. I just saw you with the hot chick with a nice body and just wanted to...
Play some music. We'll dance.
See what she's got to say.
He's happy now.
He's happy.
You're very happy now, right? Yeah.
Not I'm angry. I'm always happy.
Yeah, right.
Rat droppings.
Yeah, my ass, you're always happy.
You're not happy.
I'm always happy with your ass.
Once again, a black man.
All right, we'll check back in a second.
All right.
Okay. Well, now we can officially rejoin.
Very good.
Here's the tape that we would have played coming out of the commercial there. George Carlin.
I'm a modern man, a man for the millennium.
Right.
Digital and smoke-free.
Me too.
A diversified, multicultural, postmodern deconstructionist, politically, anatomically, and ecologically incorrect. I've been uplinked and downloaded. I've been inputted and outsourced. I know the upside of downsizing. I know the downside of upgrading. I'm a high-tech lowlife. A cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, bi-coastal multitasker, and I can give you a gigabyte in a nanosecond.
Right.
I'm new wave, but I'm old school, and my inner child is outward bound. I'm a hot-wired, heat-seeking, warm-hearted, cool customer, voice-activated and biodegradable. I interface with my database. My database is in cyberspace, so I'm interactive, I'm hyperactive, and from time to time, I'm radioactive. Behind the eight ball, ahead of the curve, riding the wave, dodging the bullet, pushing the envelope. I'm on point, on task, on message, and off drugs. I got no need for coke and speed. I got no urge to binge and purge. I'm in the moment, on the edge, over the top, but under the radar. A high-concept, low-profile, medium-range ballistic missionary. A streetwise smart bomb. A Top Gun bottom feeder. I wear power ties. I tell power lies. I take power naps. I run victory laps. I'm a totally ongoing Bigfoot slam dunk rainmaker with a proactive outreach. A raging workaholic. A working rageaholic. Out of rehab and in denial.
Yeah, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is Ghetto-licious.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Let's see. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Speak to us.
Hello. Is that somebody snoring?
Okay.
Is this Dennis Murphy?
No, it's me. A lot of people have had the phone ring for hours before we even bothered to pick the phone up today.
This one's obviously not at all.
Somebody's not at all.
Very funny.
Hope you enjoy.
Very funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Or she.
Yeah, I was wondering if Robert the Mailman ever loses again, put him in a dunk tank.
That's a great idea. Where do we get a dunk tank?
I think we'd probably get a dunk tank. I mean, they have them at, like, church fairs and stuff, so they'd probably be...
I meant that seriously. That's right. A great idea. Hold on a second. I'll give you a prize for that. Hold on a second.
I mean, we could come across one. I think they must have, like, novelty...
Sure.
I mean, people that, like, rent donkeys. You know, they'd probably get us a dunk tank.
Hey, Robert?
Yeah?
Because, listen, by my estimation, even if Miami... Well, if Miami wins tonight, it's over.
Yeah.
We would probably... How about a dunk tank? How do you feel about that?
For the whole show?
I'd be up for it for the whole show, yes. That the loser has to be, and I guess it would probably be at our new studios.
Mm-hmm. It has to be like Jell-O or something.
It's got to be Jell-O. Okay, listen, whatever you like.
Chocolate pudding?
No, how about just water?
I'd be fine.
How about Kool-Aid in the water?
Kool-Aid in the water, fine.
That'd be fine.
To make it a little sticky.
The entire show, the loser has to stay in the dunk tank.
You coming to my house for dinner if I win. I'm not negotiating that.
He did set those terms.
All right.
He loses, he's in a dunk tank.
Deal. This is now on the entire series.
Okay.
If Miami wins, and Mike, I'm gonna leave it on you to get a dunk tank.
Mm-hmm.
On me?
No, on Mike.
On Mike. Oh.
Can you make that happen?
Sure. Hey, you're rich and white. Trying to get it for free.
And if Dallas wins...
Officer? How you doing, officer?
If Dallas wins, I will come to your
house.
Is that
the motorcycle cop that just went by?
I'm trying to get a ride now. I got my thumb out.
All right. So
I think this might work for white blacks trying to get a cab in D.C.
So are we set now, Danny Glover, on this?
We're set.
Okay.
We're set, my man, so Mel Gibson.
So that is... so that is the... Well, I always feel like, you know, that's right. Danny Glover's right. whole thing. You can't right. ever get a cab in New York City.
Lethal Weapon. I got it.
Well, that, no, and
Robert,
real life, never mind.
Robert, you're having fun out there? You've had a lot of interaction with people?
Yeah, I have, and I have some thoughts, you know, like...
Some random thoughts?
Yeah, all right, what thoughts do you have?
Here I told Mike that... just think how many honks we would get if it said, I like Mexicans.
That was, yes, that
Once
was...
Once again, a black man.
But and I got one rule for you, Don.
We don't have Robert the Angry Mexican, yes, though.
I got one thing to say.
What's that, Robert?
I'm not asking permission to go make water. This is not driving Miss Daisy. I got to go use the bathroom.
This is not the Shawshank Redemption.
Exactly. I'm not going to bust a hole in the wall and crawl through a tunnel of S.
Use the men's room. Simply wait until after regular business hours.
I use the one that says colored.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, and I got something for Rob. Rob, you can recycle this sign. It can say yellow, red, all types of people.
With people
Robert,
with
I'm curious to know, how are you being received out there?
I think 90% of the honks are just like the sign, and 10% listen to the show.
Okay.
Thanks for the ringing endorsement, ass. In case you don't know, Robert the Mailman is outside wearing a sandwich board. On one side it says, honk, I love white people. Right. And on the other side it says, honk, if you love white people. Because he lost a bet about the NBA Finals.
Have you had any people go around the block twice besides that pickup truck?
I haven't really noticed. I'm trying to look down because every once in a while, a brother did walk out the building and lowered his head.
Seems there's a tremendous amount of law enforcement. That's a lot of the law checking you out, Robert.
A lot of police. But I figure... this is a time of togetherness.
Now, see,
we're
right.
in Iraq.
That's why this is beautiful.
Bush is in office.
Not,
white people are feeling
he's
down
not
about
disrupting
themselves.
Anybody. He's a giant black man outside the radio station.
Come on, ladies.
He's a giant black man with a big sandwich board that says, honk if you love white people.
You're not dating black men. Come on.
Are you cajoling a car of white women to
honk for you? Yeah, I know they like the white boys, you know, rugby team and all that.
The rugby team.
What was it? What was I called you about today? It was something about what?
You just wanted to tell me how much you like me.
No.
This is the morning I love you.
No, hold on. I know what it was. The World Cup.
Yes.
Right before I left my house today, I had like a million things to do today. And left very early, and I called Rob and I said, there's no chance you're watching the World Cup, is there? It's on ESPN in high def. He said, no. I said, you know, the funniest thing. And it makes
sense. Yeah, way to take a picture inside the car, lady.
It makes
get a reflection, dumbass.
It makes sense. I said, I'm watching.
Oh, turbans, huh?
I just saw what he was talking about.
I said,
that is not funny.
Big yellow.
Are you making fun of us?
I
didn't say brown people.
I'm watching like Germany play Uruguay or Paraguay. The other team, Uruguay, whatever it is, it's racially balanced. There's people of all colors.
Okay.
The German team.
Yeah.
White,
really?
White. I mean, I even looked on the bench.
Uh-huh.
Not a trace of color anywhere.
The water boy was white?
Yes.
Damn.
I called Rob, and Rob was not surprised.
Huh. You got a
bend? What are you doing out there?
I'm entertaining the folks.
Now that hot chick is still out there with you.
Yes.
Have you gotten a date with her, Robert?
No.
Have you tried?
No, I haven't. I'm
I guess
busy.
The...
I work. Excuse me.
Kind of difficult with the sandwich.
They want to know if we going out tonight.
If we going out tonight, sure. What's your number?
Whoa.
Oh.
There you go.
Ow.
Is that it? Now, do you think she's sincere?
Deal closed.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Yeah.
You know what I get. 50 pounds of 50 kids. The guy that dating black women.
You think you could ask her a breast size question?
They want to know what size.
I've been waiting for this question for many years.
Really?
I am a double D.
Why'd you ask her to come on inside?
They want you to go inside. I can't go inside. They want you to go inside. Go ahead.
Yeah, come on in, Anna Nicole.
I'll see you later.
Anna Nicole.
Tell her I love her in the trim spa.
I'm going to say Nutrisystem.
Like my body?
Hold on.
I just had a dick today.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Huh?
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike. Good to hear you.
Hi. You too.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm a school teacher, so most of the year I only can hear the last 3 hours of your show. Mm-hmm. So it's been great to be able to hear the whole show. But
thank you.
What I wanted to tell you was that during the year, first hour of the show, I'm able to listen to at school because my kids get farmed out to other classes. I'm a special ed teacher.
Boring.
And one time, it is not boring.
Now, hold on, Robert.
That was
Robert.
That was Robert
the mailman.
But anyway, a parent came in for a meeting during one of your commercial sets, so I forgot to turn the radio down. We started having the meeting, came back from a commercial, and Don, you were PO'd about something, so you were letting the GDs fly. And
hold on a second. Then, hold on.
We were totally distracted.
It's a fascinating story, but the double D girl just came in the studio.
And I'm trying to think of the celebrity
that
she most resembles, because it's an actress that hasn't made a movie in a long time. It's the actress that was in Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
I would say
Lauren
McCall?
No.
Oh, shut up, Robert. I would say a little Kelly Preston.
Yeah. Yes, Kelly Preston, too. Mm-hmm. And then the other...
George Bush.
Damn it, I wish I remembered her name. We used to get a lot of people that said that they look like that. If anybody remembers, she's in the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
You said cock.
Tail.
Tail. So, hi there. What's your name again?
Hi, my name's Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Angela, what motivated you to come down here to see Robert?
Well, I work right down the street, mm-hmm. and I know you guys are leaving in a few days, and I've always wanted to come down and say hi.
This is a fascinating phenomenon.
Settle down.
That the second day in a row.
You shut up,
we're moving
I know
out
what your motivation
studios.
Is.
Of course it is, and we're going to see them, and you're not.
I might see him later, buddy.
It's the second time.
I guarantee we got a better chance of seeing him than you do.
What are you doing?
Yeah, right, because you're going to
What the hell are you doing?
Because you're going to be nursing later. You big baby.
That's 2%. The other one is chocolate.
Elizabeth Shue. There it is.
Elizabeth
Shue.
That's
yes.
the new one.
Yes.
I'd go
Elizabeth
more with Kelly Preston, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Would you like to see me with my hair down?
Yeah.
Hey,
yes, of course.
Excuse me, I would too.
No,
shut up, Robert.
No. You shut up.
Look at that.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, beautiful.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. This
you
is the
what?
Second pretty woman in
I'm
2 days.
I'm crossing this S out right
it's
now.
Just dropped by. I'm not even paying attention to Robert anymore.
I know you never do.
And listen to all those honks he's getting. Honk if you love breasts.
And you know what? I know that right now you and I are thinking the same thing. We're thinking the same thing, aren't we?
But in contrast, my body next to hers.
No, we're not thinking about that, Robert. We are not thinking
what,
about
your
that.
Your body?
Though.
My body all next to her body.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My body all over her body. That's Luther. My body all over
you know, he
her
did.
Body.
He actually he broke my concentration moment there.
What
all
is
over
this
your
rule?
Body.
That's the rule because we need to get
page. When I'm saying to the white girls, the panties hit the ground.
The lawyers love this show.
Yes, they do.
The lawyers.
She can't, not that it's even come up yet.
It hasn't come up. Now, before,
hi,
you just don't. Because really, our mojo has been ruined. I know what you're going to say. The lawyers say we have to like get an ID.
No, she can't disrobe without a release.
Wait a minute. Ho, ho, ho.
Without signing a release?
I got a release in my back pocket.
Wait, when did this become a rule?
That's been the rule for some time.
Not even a flash?
When did we start following that rule?
Hey, can I come
not
in?
Not that we're asking.
Can I come
not
in?
That we're asking.
No, Robert, no. Don, that's not fair.
Stand outside and get honks.
You know what?
What?
I hate you.
There it is.
There you go.
Well, there it is then.
And, and not because you're white. It's because it's you.
Same with you. And not because you're black. Just because you're you.
It's because you're you.
Just because you're you.
Well.
You're taking my thunder. I'm paying off the bet I lost. I should get to see the...
Listen, but we have not even addressed this subject yet. Normally it's quite spontaneous.
Stop C-blocking. Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got such a good shot.
We're going to make a cute baby.
Robert is saying that you two are going to make a cute baby.
Cute little swirl.
I'll have to go through my boyfriend first.
Ah.
Oh.
She has a boyfriend, Robert.
Do not send her out. Hey, bye. Bye. That fine sister's leaving. I heard you dating a redskin.
No, not a redskin, a raven. Shut up about that.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Leave her alone, Robert.
What? No,
Robert, leave that lady
alone.
Robert, bring her over to the window. I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, that new hot
this
sales
This woman
chick.
Is fine, man.
Bring her over to the window,
she
Robert.
She is beautiful, man. She should be in a rap video.
Okay. All right, listen. Honey, I just want to tell you what I heard.
She needs to be shaking that ass on a car.
Does the guy you're dating have a 5 on his back or not? As one
does
of his numbers. Does he have a 5 on his
number?
I don't have a boyfriend.
She doesn't have a boyfriend.
Oh, no, she's
you know
in
what?
Trouble now.
You keep the heifer. I'll take the pretty sister.
Oh my God.
He just called you a heifer, darling.
He has completely bailed you. He has sold you out.
Don't make me start a cat fight.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be no cat fight.
Don't make her
you
start a cat fight.
You can sit in the litter while I'm taking this young lady out for the best dinner of her life.
He's all wound up now.
You have a nice evening.
He is all wound up.
Will you marry me?
Yeah.
Which girl are you asking, Robert?
Are you kidding?
Any girl.
Many girls.
No, no.
That's right.
You keep her.
Any girl.
You can put her out the pasture.
Wow.
Watch her eat grass.
What a crazy dynamic we have on the show today. Have you said hi? Have you said hi to Buzz?
Hi.
Oh, look
nice
at this.
To meet you.
Look at how excited
you know
she got to see Buzz.
I love
Buzz. Hey, Buzz, watch yourself, buddy.
I'm watching myself.
You know I know you.
I know you know me.
Yeah, okay.
And I know you.
Yeah, we know each other. We're just like brothers of a different mother.
I think that's right.
Talk if you like Jesus.
When you get home
Talk
tonight,
if you like Jesus.
Check out your 2005 Baltimore Ravens roster and see
if
that
girl in there, she's a tight end.
See who number 55 is.
Really?
Check
number
it out.
Number 55? Is it number 55? She says she doesn't have a boyfriend.
She's lying to you, Robert.
They say you're lying to me because you don't like me. No, but once you date me,
he is out of
you will
control.
Love me.
He is
out of
boundless
energy. And that's the legend that it's number 55 of the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
Hey, I'm number 10.
He has boundless energy.
He
number
has.
10 right here,
Jesus
baby.
Jesus Christ.
Or number 8 on the cold day.
How's it going with the sign, Robert? How's it going with the sign, my friend?
They're honking. Honkies are honking.
They're honking. Okay, hold on.
I even got a couple of buttons.
Hold on. Let's go back to the school teacher.
Okay.
School teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were right in the middle of your story.
Yeah.
A bunch of stuff happened simultaneously. But where were you?
That story was much better than mine.
Ah, very good.
Thank you.
Now, long story short, I now have a note in my file saying that I've been listening to improper radio shows thanks to you guys.
Well, that's better than people who are 12, yo.
Thank you. And Robert.
What do you want, Teach?
Robert.
I graduated high school. I need to talk
can
to
you. Robert hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
He won't
yeah,
listen, but he can hear.
Well, the reason Robert doesn't like stories about school teachers because when you're a three-time kindergarten flunk out, you don't like school that much.
Oh, a little hatred from the teacher, Robert.
I went to college, bitch, and I make more money than you. I make more money in security than you do. I know what a teacher makes about 35. I make 80 working security, so go to hell.
Wow. Goodbye, friend.
Hey,
bye,
friend. Have a good one.
He's teaching the retard.
That's Tom Gavin's teacher.
Oh, dear. Tom Gavin's teacher.
Thank you.
How you doing? How you doing?
Well,
that turned ugly.
Wow.
What else did I have to say?
What else do you have to say? Meanwhile, we have... What is your first name?
Angela.
Angela
or Let?
Last name?
Angela.
Angela, aren't you now...
How you doing, my friend? What's your name? Yeah. Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jose? Jose, come here.
I thought you...
Come here.
I was going to turn him down.
Has he got a Jose coming
Jose,
up here?
Yeah.
Come on. Jose, come here.
He just keeps giving.
Jose.
Angela excuses for a
I
second.
I got people in high places. Get that green card. Jose.
Anyway.
Hey.
Now that you're in here, can you see why we want to move? Can you attest to what a
this
crappy...
Dump.
Is it because of me?
Awful
this is an asshole, isn't it?
Radio station.
It's about the size of my bathroom at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's like a bathroom.
Not as clean, though.
And did you smell that horrible smell in the hallway when you walked in?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to check it on your way out. When you go out of the lobby, you got to smell it.
You
it's
know,
terrible.
I was thinking, because I was listening to you earlier, maybe it's a dead rat or something.
No, it could be.
I think so.
Nothing.
Or Buzz's
any.
Cologne.
Or Buzz's cologne.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
He's on
nice,
you
Robert.
For some reason now, Buzz.
I don't know. It's a competition thing, I think.
I think so.
I always lose the Buzz. Woo! Well, you know I love Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz is a black man.
Vice versa.
From the waist down.
You got to be careful with that word.
Be careful,
you can,
Robert.
You can say cock of the walk.
K like, Street is listening today.
And like, did you notice when
the
he said that?
Sister just drove by.
She turned around and gave Buzz the eyeball. Like,
yes, I know.
Buzz is the man. I'm sorry. He's
is that true what they
he's
said, Buzz?
Yes, there he is.
You're like a racehorse,
and
Buzz?
He's wearing one of his small black T-shirts today, too.
Very sexy.
Exactly.
Hey, there I make more money than Buzz.
He's right.
I'm in cowl T-shirts.
I'd love to see a show where... comedians compete with singers, compete with jugglers, and I'd love to see kids compete with older people.
There he is.
Hey,
Buzz
Dad,
Burbank.
I might stay here after the show. Just kidding.
Yeah, me too. Just kidding.
Oh, I know. Your ass is on 701.
Not me.
Oh, you want to hang around with me?
Yeah. Oh, Angela, it was very nice meeting you.
Very nice meeting you.
It's a shame.
I do not want to talk to this woman. Send her the other way.
Why?
What woman?
You know.
Angela.
Yeah.
Why now? What is the problem?
Look, I'm going to tell you guys the honest God truth. Right. I would sell everything I have just to take this sister out that you got working in your building.
I know.
She is so fine.
I'm telling you, you are going to get knocked over by a force more powerful than any force you have ever dealt with.
That's why God invented hollow points, Don.
We forgot that Robert is a firearm enthusiast.
And I live in Virginia, the wonderful state of Virginia, where I can pack anywhere I want other than a federal facility.
You're not packing right now, though, Robert.
Of course not. You guys are scared. But it is in the car.
It's just fudge packing.
It's in the car.
With nuts.
The car with the spinners.
Fudge packing with nuts.
Oh yeah, I got God. The Denali.
All right.
Tell the white girl I got a $50,000 Denali.
Now, Robert has a $50,000
Denali. And a $300,000 condo. And a jet ski. And a Chrysler 300C. And I got about $10,000 worth of gold on right now.
And
I dare a white person to try to get it off my neck.
He's got about $10,000 worth of gold around his neck right
and
now.
A cool bachelor pad.
I love you. And I don't know you, but I love you.
Robert?
Yeah.
And a cool bachelor pad also?
Yes, sir. Ask your old, what's her name?
What?
She was over at the house.
Who's that?
You know.
No.
The old program director. I mean, not
Beth Ann?
Beth Ann came to my house.
Beth Ann came to your house?
Yes, she did.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on a second.
My body. Oh, your body.
What was Beth Ann doing at your house?
Everything.
Anything. Oh, you're a liar. You're a liar.
Why do you think she moved? The scandal would have ruined her whole family.
Get out of here.
My body, over white body.
Okay, I'm turning you off now.
Okay.
All right, check back with you later.
Wow.
All right, Angela. Well, it's been very nice meeting you. Thank you for coming down and saying hi to Robert.
We wanted to look at your breasts, but unfortunately the paperwork would be... if we had asked and then we didn't have to do the paperwork thing, would we have gotten a flash?
Of course.
There you go.
Do we have a release?
There you go. There you go. There you go. Just sign that.
Yes. Sign on the X.
There you go.
Very good.
Here's a pen for you.
Because really, I mean, when's the last time we did that? For old time's sake here in the building.
She has signed.
All right.
Besides, it'll drive Robert nuts. Mm-hmm. It'll really drive him nuts.
It will.
Are you ready?
All right, one.
We were born ready.
Two, three.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
Well, that's not a full flash, you know, all the way.
Well.
Can we get the full flash?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, what a letdown.
Robert's peeking in the window.
So it's better. Hey.
It's better than what Robert got outside.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Robert.
But you have beautiful breasts. You really do.
We only got to see her in a bra.
Just a bra, Robert.
Oh. Still, it's more than you got to see.
All that paperwork.
Yeah, all that paperwork for a tease. That's what you get.
Well, you heard she's got a boyfriend, Robert.
She's got a boyfriend. When does that matter in America?
Right now,
he's probably listening right now.
Izzy's going to come kick my ass?
Yeah, he and the guy from the Ravens. And the guy from the Redskins.
The guy from the Ravens is black. Bye. She's catching a bus. I got to call.
Angelo, nice meeting you.
Thank you, Angelo. Thanks for coming by.
You,
very nice to meet you.
The sister caught a bus.
Thank you.
You cannot
very
be that
pretty.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
being
I agree. Kelly Preston. More Kelly Preston, though.
Yeah.
When she's pregnant.
You just cannot stop.
What a bitter man.
Am I funny today? Am I doing better, Don?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I was thinking about taking this sign down to Southeast, but I might get shot.
Yes, you might.
That would be very like Die Hard.
Or the Holocaust Museum, but then I
need to stop with the Holocaust Museum thing. So just so we're straight on this, our bet is now on the NBA Finals.
Right.
That if Miami wins, you have to be in a dunk tank at our new studio for the entire show.
Right.
And if Dallas wins, I will come to dinner at your crib.
That's good.
Bring
your girlfriend.
Robert, if Don doesn't win...
Oh, you are pretty with your hair down.
Robert.
It covers those big
Robert.
Shoulders. Yeah.
If Don doesn't win, what is on the menu? You said soul food.
Chitlins, greens, cornbread, fat back.
Oh, my gosh.
Any bag of fake dub that's nasty. Black people eat soul food.
Pig feet.
There you go.
Pig feet.
Collard
greens.
What else? Collard greens.
Right.
Buzz. Yeah. I know you got collard greens in your lunch right now.
Yes.
So watch it.
Okay. He's got sticky collard greens.
No, I will make both. I have soul food and white food.
All right. You got it.
How about that?
Meanwhile, Robert is still outside.
He's still getting people honking at our current
world headquarters, 10800 Main Street in Toothless Fairfax, Virginia, outside the big CBS building, where he's got the sandwich board on that says, honk if you love white people.
Hey, Don, how PC is Penisville?
How PC? Oh, you mean Rockville?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how PC, how political?
I think he just said it. That would say it's fine. You can say that.
Would this bit work in Maryland?
That's what he wants to know.
Yes.
Well, we're certainly going to find out.
Yeah, I know Virginia. I can wear this sign all week. I can take it to work.
All right, we'll check back with you.
That'll go over right. big in the post office.
Bye now, Robert.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll check back. There he is, paying off his bet. And we now have a second bet based on the entire NBA final.
Wonderful.
Very good.
So maybe tomorrow, if Miami wins tonight, I'll be able to come in and start planning that dunk tank.
Excellent. Good. And I'll get cracking on trying to find out where you get a dunk tank.
Just look under. Wouldn't you look
under, go on the internet.
Look under dunk.
Uh-huh. Dunk tank.
Right. Dunk.
Dunk tank, Northern Virginia. That's what I'm going
to
do.
That's all you have to
do. That's it. What are you laughing at?
I think it sounds like a great place to visit.
Of course.
Dunk Tank, Northern Virginia.
Dunk Tank, Virginia. Yeah, well, now that they don't use that mascot, we use the bald guy with the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Since Snyder fired him. That's what we do now. Welcome to Dunk Tank, Virginia. Thousands of dunk tanks for all shapes and sizes.
I was meeting with some of my a-hole accountants today. Mm-hmm. These people that just want to pilfer every single dime that I've got left. And they're listening, how you guys doing? At one point, we're sitting around this big conference table, and they were all showing off as to who knew the most about investing and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of them said, this table right here. You know why this table is important? I said, why? He said, before he became a multimillionaire, Dan Snyder once paid a bill, and it's this table. He gave me this table.
Yeah.
Said, it's a fascinating story.
You mean he traded a table for a payment?
Yes.
Wow. What a hump. And I'm not talking about Dan Snyder.
No.
That's kind of a pretentious thing to say, isn't it? Just a little bit.
Yeah. That's the way I took it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You took it the right way.
That's the way I took it. And I'm not a Dan Snyder fan.
Wow.
You understand?
Yeah.
I said, well, maybe that's all he could do. Yeah. He said, it's a nice table and all, but that's, it's, well, okay.
Then he, did he go further with it, like walk you down the office? Come here. See these beaver pelts on the wall here?
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Rob, Buzz, what's up?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm a huge fan of Robert the Mailman's calling from hot Sacramento today.
How hot is it in Sacramento?
93.
Where are you calling from?
Oh,
seemed to have something go wrong with the connection.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
It's Drunk Chad.
It is.
Yes, it is, Mike.
How are you, Chad?
Not too bad.
Is this really Drunk Chad?
Yes, Drunk Chad.
Yeah, of course it is, dude.
What's up, Drunk Chad?
Is Robert there?
He's outside.
Robert the mailman, he's outside. Hold on a second. Let me turn this thing back on. Hey, Robert?
Yeah?
We got to go to break. Yeah, but here's Drunk Chad. Here's Drunk Chad for you.
Drunk Chad helps me.
Robert?
I'm suffering.
You sound a little Ali-ish there.
That's very Ali-like.
It's the 15th round, and the white man got me against the ropes.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
A butterfly.
What do you want there, John? Chad?
Chad's enjoying
it. I just want to know what he wants, man. I love him. Did he get my presents?
Did you get any presents from Chad, Robert?
No, I want to know what he wants.
What
drunkie?
Oh, I want to get him anything he wants.
Oh, shut up, Chad.
But I'm asking you.
Where do I women? You know what I want.
Yeah. I don't like Chad either. That's just get it right there.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
What?
Hello.
Hi, yes, I'm curious as to how a mailman can make so much money, because if that's the case, I'm in the wrong industry.
Are you a mail person?
No, I'm not.
Then shut up.
Good answer. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
I hope that answered your question, Howdy.
And I do make $150,000 a year.
Oh. That's right. With all those stolen checks, why not?
Oh, Rob.
But somehow yours keep bouncing.
Hey, boys.
No.
Dude, first redneck of America? I don't know that bank.
Rob is just using his Elizabethan speak.
Don and Mike to break.
Be a love and take a break.
Yeah.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here.
Aye.
They were going to try to bang us out of $200,000? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Delicious Bagolinis. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now let me see. We have Buzz's News coming up here in a second.
Right.
We got lots of stuff we want to get to. After today, we only have two more shows.
Amazing.
In this studio.
Yeah. And with that smell in the lobby, I'm delighted about that.
Not a moment too
soon. Before we take our summer break, and then we come back after the 4th of July, and we'll be in our new studios in Rockville, Maryland. So we'll have to have some sort of
goodbye show to this place on Thursday, mm-hmm. as well as Mike's birthday being celebrated on Thursday.
And a farewell to the building that we have called home for how long?
Over 15 years, Mike.
Wow.
Yeah.
Over 15 years. Please, no defecations. And also, we God damn, I love it when we get towards the end of a, whatever this is, like a cycle.
A cycle?
Like a three-month thing. We got so much stuff that we haven't gotten to, like Rob calling for the phone whores.
Yes.
The Father's Day stuff that we didn't get to. All kinds of tapes of Ann Coulter that we want to get to.
Sure.
We've got, Robert Mailman. He's outside right now. Hi, Bob.
What's up, fellas?
There he is.
You sound very peaceful.
I got an observation.
Yeah?
Most people that aren't honking aren't American.
Huh.
Interesting.
And I got something for Rob. Are you looking, Rob?
What's that?
Okay. White power. Black power. White power.
Now
black
he's,
power.
He's alternating between
white power,
the, between
power.
The Sig Heil and the black
white
power.
Power. Black power.
I'm not sure that's
black power. Oops, I got him crisscrossed.
Always controversial.
Right, not anyway. In the spirit of the
I game. Am sweating on this board.
That's Robert, and if you want to see his, the picture of him and the sandwich board outside.
You only
our
got one picture. Can you get some more?
There are two pictures of you up there.
Okay.
At DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Here's my good side. I got another lady coming.
All right, hold on a second.
Look at this.
I'm Frank, the show going on while I've been in your green room for 4.5 hours. Are you out of your mind?
Hey, Devane.
This is Bill Devane. Don't forget it, Buster Brown. I've been sitting on my ass in that room while you've been letting this clown stand on the street, and I think it's completely and totally 20, unacceptable.
24... is not on anymore.
Yeah. Yes, but you can catch me on local high definition channels in the tour de force we call Space Cowboys. And I was the heavy in that. I was the villain. And I don't mind telling you I was absolutely fabulous as well.
Now, can I just talk about...
Having that man on the sidewalk is a security breach of biblical proportions.
Sunday
you're
morning.
Out of your minds, and you're all going to go to jail. I think you're going to end up in a federal penitentiary.
Sunday morning, Father's Day morning.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, I'm furious. You don't know how hot Devane is.
I called my
very
teeth
early. Are starting to heat over, overheat to the extent where my lips are starting to burn.
I called Mike up about 9 o'clock Sunday morning.
God.
I said, I know it's early. Turn on Channel 75. Right now.
I don't want to hear you regale us with tales about you talking
and,
to your fat partner.
And the great deal was,
jeez,
right as Mike turned the TV on, there you were, William Devane.
Yeah.
I've got to say something to you, Don.
What's that?
Look at me closely.
I'm looking at
Take you. A very close look at these teeth.
I see them.
Yeah.
You want to know something?
What?
You really want to know?
What, Bill?
We're all in a great deal of danger.
Why?
Don't ask why. That's not important right now, and that happens to be, as I've always told you, classified. If I didn't go to this crew-cut hairstyle, my hair would be all messed up. I'm just sick to my stomach that I'm simply trying to save the country, as Secretary Heller would, and I'm also trying to tell 24. Hollywood and the bourgeoisie, the bourgeoisie of Hollywood. Can I make a statement, please?
24 off the air.
I'm here. I know it's off the air. Bill Devane is here. I've been trying to contact Kira Sedgwick, star of The Closer on TNT, who I've been told has a mouth similar to mine. And I've said, for the love of God, why couldn't I play your father?
Well, now
I'd make a great father for her, Jack.
Did you read the contract you signed when we agreed to have you on every Tuesday? It was during the run of 24.
When I agreed to be on your show, I also didn't agree that I'd be sitting down there cooling my heels while you've got an idiot in a Lakers shirt that's
all right,
standing by
on,
outside making me sick to my
to
stomach.
Robert,
what the hell are you doing out there? Excuse me, I'm talking to you.
Hello,
he's
Robert.
Hello.
What are
I'm
you
sorry.
Doing?
I got Cheryl, the small dyke out here.
All right, so here we go. So Bill Devane's been preempted twice now, and
right.
Now there's another oddity that you have out on
this
the street.
Not an oddity. And
I tell you, you're both oddities.
You know what? You're a has-been actor.
You are. That's it. I've had
How about
it.
That? Get
I
out
did
of
not
here.
Come here.
I saw your
come here
role.
To be disrespected by some fool that's out
a
there with a sandwich board.
You're a fool.
I'll have you
been
know.
Been in a good movie since the 70s.
I've worked with some of the finest. I actually auditioned.
I'll tell you what.
I did a screen test with Sidney Poitier.
Poitier?
Yes, I did.
And you didn't get the role, did you?
Besides, I can't take your lambasting because I've got a flipping toothache.
You're a has-been actor.
I
thought you were dead.
I'm still able to carry a scene. It's just that people don't seem to realize it. God, I'm mad. Why are you bringing me down to this level?
Because
he's not even a bad actor.
You can't even get a commercial now.
He's not even a card-carrying member of the Screen Actors Guild, for the love of Pete.
You can't even get a George Furman grill deal.
I'll tell you right now, I went
on a speedboat
off of Catalina with Billy Dee Williams.
Probably sleeping
and had a fine old time. I had great times. I partied with some of the finest black actors in America.
You're a homo.
I'm a new reinvented Devane.
Did you sleep with
Take a look at my new hip-hop crew cut.
You slept with Rock Hudson, didn't you?
Don't you understand that?
You're such a bad
actor. I'm a wonderful, talented actor.
I never believe anything you do.
I actually
see you on screen, I just flip the channel.
I partied.
I don't care if it's porn or
I
can't watch.
I partied with Cicely Tyson.
Can you read the sign he's wearing?
Honk if you love white people. That's politically incorrect.
You.
I'm not going to be dragged into some of your neo-Nazi antics. It's not. I know what you're trying to do.
He doesn't like white people.
I was around when the McCarthy hearings were around.
That's right.
And it was not fun then, and it's not fun right now. I don't understand what you're doing or what you're going
for. When was your last movie?
But it's a breach. My last movie, it wasn't a movie. It was a TV show called 24, the hottest thing on television.
I never watched
that reality show with a bunch of pimps.
Did you ever curse?
I didn't curse because it's network television.
Did you say OS?
Joan Van Ark said I was the best gentleman she ever did
Joan
seen
Van Ark? Did you have sex with Lauren Bacall?
That's a fine-looking automobile over there. Is that orange?
Hey,
delightful.
Nice car. Oh, nice car.
He's
Is that a foreign job?
He's ignoring you as the world should ignore you.
What's the horn sound like, sir?
Everyone should ignore you.
Obviously you're white. Come on.
My God.
You're white.
And you're wearing basketball uniforms. I don't understand. Doesn't look to me like you
can
run
acting. I'm acting.
I don't understand. You don't look like you could make it up and down the court.
I tell you what. You know what?
Man.
Mr. Devane,
you go to hell. Yes. Oh, no.
Now
it's personal attack. I won't stand here.
You sleep next to Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin is a challenged young man and
is
doing the
very best
he can.
This is very
frustrating. I've donated thousands of dollars of my salaries to Make-A-Wish.
I'll tell you what.
And about my hair.
I wish you could act.
My wispy, windswept, dry look is gone. That was the suggestion of Moesha.
See, you can turn my mic open and get you blinded.
I don't know what he said. Moesha?
You wouldn't know who Moesha is.
I certainly would. I actually partied on a speedboat with Fred Rerun Barry.
He's dead.
I know he passed away, and I actually felt very bad.
You know what? I'm going to put a pillow over
Jimmy
your head.
Jimmy
like
J.J. Walker
did.
And I played poker together.
I'm going to put a pillow over your head tonight.
I'm a worldly individual, and I understand people of color. I have for a number of years.
Were you tight with John Amos?
John Amos was a fine actor.
Yes, sir.
It was that lady Roll, Esther Roll, Florida Evans. She was a handful.
Damn.
Great scene.
There's the other.
Fantastic scene. Listen to the power. She's just lost her husband. James is dead. Yes, very good. Oh, I believe Robert's interviewing a Hispanic man now.
¿Cómo estás?
Yes, eh?
Muy bien. Tu nombre?
José Hernández Reyes.
I once went on a booze cruise with Marla Gibbs and the black guy on the Today Show.
Hey, hold it down, has been.
I went to a winery with Spencer Christian one time.
Lester Holt?
You like it here?
Lester Holt.
All right. Are they treating you well?
Yeah, I like it.
Have you got any checks from the government?
Yeah,
okay. Any grass? No. Watch it, man. Don't get run over. We don't have insurance like that.
We're really having quite a melting pot, aren't we?
We are.
Well, that sound indicates that it's news time. I was going to regale you all with my tales of all my good times with Danny Glover.
Will you just crawl into a grave?
I'm not going to have to crawl into a grave. Hollywood comes a knocking.
You probably sleep in a coffin.
I spent a weekend in Kings Island with the cast of the Parkers.
Oh, did you?
I did indeed.
Bye, Bill.
Bye, Devane. Uh-huh. You know why they call him Devane? Because of his legs.
Yeah, talk about him while he's gone.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet
Big
Charlie's
man.
There. Is Charlie there?
No, Charlie's not there.
Charlie?
What?
what, Tom?
The group home, oatmeal.
Wow.
Smelly sheep.
How does he maintain his energy?
Jesus Christ, I don't know.
I'm starting to get an ice cream headache.
He's been out there for almost 3 hours now.
Come here.
I take it back. No, 2 hours.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
But I do have to say one thing before the show ends.
What's that?
I have to thank you for all the airtime. I love it. And you know who really wins tonight?
Oh, you're funny as hell today, Robert.
You know who really wins?
Who wins?
The audience.
The audience, you're right, Robert. I couldn't agree more.
Well, always.
What's your name, son?
Tyler.
Tyler. Why didn't I think that? What's your name?
Alex.
Alex and Tyler. You two play rugby?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's
you know.
Fixated on rugby.
Get some primo ass off that. So, all you gentlemen, we can't curse, you know. We're on the radio.
Yeah, 15.
Look, Don and Mike. They could be your father.
Hi, boys. Ask them to clap if they love white people.
Clap if you like white people. Come on. All right.
Hey. Alex and Tyler.
Oh, somebody brought me a drink. Thank you, sir. Yeah. A cold water. Cold. Oh, they brought me a beer.
Woo!
And it has a giant N on it. Hey, how can you love
me? Okay, I'm going to turn his microphone off for a little while. Did we open that thing? Let's go to Buzz here.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me.
He made it up.
I want to be let in.
Oh, oh no. Bill Devane is still here.
Buzz, what are your lead stories on news and comments today?
Just a minute.
Excuse me. One final thought I just had to get in.
What?
Yeah, I'm furious that you made me perform with a common street performer. Thank you and good day.
Goodbye, Bill.
What are your stories, Buzz?
Tonight, did Mark Cuban say the NBA is rigged?
Yep.
Nobody misses Katie Couric.
I do.
And please don't feed the homeless.
I do.
Stay tuned for news and comment
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, those were all rhetorical questions.
That's right.
You weren't actually looking for a response.
No.
That was very
professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Up as a man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Rich with the good taste of bile. What? The Don and Mike Show.
All right, time for Buzz and News and Comments right now. Buzz tonight brought to us by Frank's Red Hot. Frank's Red Hot. Bringing authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue feuds. Foods. Roberts.
Yeah.
How are you, Frank?
Getting tired?
A little tired, but I think McDonald's just changed shifts because a row of black people just rolled up. And they didn't look too happy.
You know what? I do believe that we could call this bet square right now.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I think you've been out there for over 2 friggin' hours.
Great job.
Oh, hell no.
Job.
In 90-degree weather.
Whole show.
He's going the distance.
Okay, we'll go the whole show, but I'm going to have them take apart the microphone, so we won't be able to hear
then
you.
I got
to
go.
Well,
good man.
Excellent
job. I ain't
job.
Doing this for free, fellas.
Good job, right. Robert.
Thank you.
Hey, watch the game tonight.
I'll be at work. I'll listen.
All right, you listen to the sound of your 2006 world champion, Miami Heat.
Go Dallas.
And Robert, next time do a little better, okay?
You'll be on a dunk tank.
Hey, Rob, you forget I know where you live.
He does.
Bobby
Mailman.
It'll all be over tonight.
Don Geronimo, and that's not his real name.
No, that's painful.
Ouch. Right, Adams.
Really?
See? You, Mike Source.
Oh,
that's not even your real family.
You know what he's doing? You know what he's doing now?
Yeah. That's not even
he
your real family.
He is struggling for just getting as much airtime as
I know who my mom and daddy were.
Okay. He is struggling right
there.
Now.
He's struggling. I'm struggling. Chad is struggling.
And I want to kiss you.
Yeah! Now, anyway, goodbye, Robert.
Bye,
good
Robert.
Job finding his health today.
Yeah.
And now here is Buzz. Good luck following that act, Buzz.
I know. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Mark Cuban can buy anything he wants except the NBA crown. He reportedly turned to Commissioner David Stern last night at one point and said, F you. Your league is rigged. End quote.
Wow.
Now,
listen.
Cuban now denies he said that.
If you are a basketball fan, even if you are a Miami fan,
right.
You got to think. Stack money should not be out of the game. I mean, Jerry Stackhouse is a huge part of the Dallas team, and he didn't play last night because of the foul against Shaq.
Right.
And also, there was their controversy in game, was it five, mm-hmm. with the timeout that Mark Cuban kind of went bananas. Didn't they fine him $250,000 about
quarter
that?
$250,000, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's well known in basketball that the guy's going to take two foul shots. You do not take a timeout mm-hmm. in between.
Well, Cuban went bananas, but and there's bananas again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the guy...
flipping bananas.
But the guy that did it, he admitted he was wrong, right? So it's not that really...
He did.
Here is Mark Cuban.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Hey, the last one. You better get another pack.
I'm sorry, wrong Cuban.
Yes.
I was really retarded.
I didn't know where that was going until that very moment.
You know what? When was the last game? Oh, Sunday night when we were, when my girlfriend and I were, you know, like, pardon the pun, like cats and dogs, right. watching the game. At one point, after everything calmed down and we were watching the game, they had, like, shots of Cuban in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, as they went to a break, she said, why do they keep showing that guy that looks like Mo from the Three Stooges blowing his hair out of his eyes? She said, he's been on camera. I said, hello? Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, that's the owner. She's like, no.
Yes.
That's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Shem Cuban.
And also a personal friend of Beth Ann McBride.
That's right.
Who I guess... went to Robert the Mailman's house one time.
I bet she's been to Mark Cuban's house.
It would have been a delightful thing to get Mark Cuban on the show during this mm-hmm. series, but not without McBride.
No, we can't do that. And also Mark Cuban angling to hire Dan Rather now.
Yeah, the high def
HD
network, right?
Yeah.
News and Guts, it's called.
Is that really what it's called?
I think the show or the production company.
News and Guts.
News and Guts. Well,
last call for Rather.
Yeah.
He had to go work on the high def now.
Uh-huh.
The next phase of his career.
He'll look good in high def.
Oh, boy.
Dan Rather, CBS News. I'm sorry, high def news. Help me. All my wrinkles will show up. What's the high def frequency?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Beth Ann McBride.
It's not available. To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, B.A., two things here from planet Earth. First, how's your friend Mark Cuban doing?
Mm-hmm.
And second, why'd you go to Robert's house?
Oh, and thanks for the Father's Day emails.
Yes,
that
thank
we all
you
got.
For the emails.
Oh, the mass email.
Yeah, the mass email.
The mass email.
Very personal.
And lengthy.
You went to Robert's house? Whoa.
What's up with you?
Is that why you had to leave town?
Are you carrying his love child?
Did you have to go to a clinic down in Myrtle Beach or wherever you live now?
Or are you planning to take a little Laker fan to term?
Is that why you're not answering your phone?
Do you think Mike should have a baby?
Please, these are some of the thoughts that we have.
Kobe McBride.
Kobe McBride. Shaq McBride.
Could happen.
Okay. Bye, Beth Ann.
Bye.
Miss
Bye,
you.
Beth Ann.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Dwayne Adams.
Well, now that could be a real guy.
Of course, yeah, of course it could.
Hakeem.
Mm-hmm.
Although I like Hakeem McBride.
That is nice.
The baby, the love child, will have to take Beth Ann's last name.
Of course.
Jawan McBride. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, I'm outclassed in the best. We're now making it a competition. I don't know.
What if it's old school? Could it not be Magic McBride?
Sure, well, Irvin.
Right.
Irvin McBride. Julius.
Kareem Abdul-McBride.
There you go.
Now
winner.
You're playing the
winner.
Game.
Thank
from
you.
Power High School in New York City.
Thank you very much.
And now you're playing the game.
Thank you.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donald Mike. So, yeah, in Game 5, Mark Cuban swore to referee or two. He indicated the series had been officiated in a way that would have not even been acceptable at a high school level. Ridiculous, he called it. He says, going over the films, his coaches agree it's like a league conspiracy to make Miami the champs. So, armed with both paranoia and desperation, the Dallas Mavericks go into Game 6.
You have to get a good number on that game tonight. No guarantees here that Miami's going to win it tonight,
right.
But I got the bet with Robert. I got him in 7 at least.
Last two games in Miami?
No, in Dallas.
They go back to Dallas?
Starting tonight.
Oh, so both games are in Dallas tonight?
Tonight and Sunday night.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. To many Americans, it's a mystery. Why would thousands of Dutch fans watch a World Cup soccer game played to a tie? Why many of them watched without pants, Not a mystery.
Why do many of them have such bad ovens?
They had been wearing the Dutch ovens, not fond of those.
Mm.
They've been wearing pants bearing the logo of a Dutch brewery, these thousand Dutch soccer fans. That's verboten since this year in the stadium, the beer sponsor of the World Cup is Budweiser.
They all got treated by their uncles.
Their Dutch uncles.
Yes, thank you.
A kind of an insult.
Dutch treat.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And now you meant Dutch treat?
Well, and your Dutch uncle is an expression, too.
That was a double.
But you had a new one, Dutch treat.
And great chocolate.
Dutch chocolate.
Hey, right. Good one, Buzz.
And Dutchie Carey.
And I know we had it the other day, but double Dutch bus.
Uh-huh.
We had it the other day, though. We played the Dutch game the other day.
Yeah, I was just going to say they all left on one of those.
Double Dutch bus.
One of those double-decker buses.
Double Dutch bus.
So these Dutch
Robot,
fans, these soccer
Robert,
fans.
Robert.
Thousand of
I'll
them.
Kick your ass, Robert.
I'll tell you, they're fantastic soccer players. They're masters of their game.
Dutch Masters. I had that the other day when we played.
Well,
Dutch.
I don't care. I don't
Dutch
remember
game.
It from the
no
other
one
day.
Does.
We were all going over it again, mm-hmm. So that doesn't count.
Well, yes, it does.
It doesn't count.
I believe I'm king of the Dutch.
Doesn't count. Was funny. Doesn't count, dog.
Doesn't count, dog.
You're king of the Dutches, but if we all counted all our previous competitions, it wouldn't be fair.
Fair.
You're king of the names, Mike.
So these thousand Dutch soccer fans went into the stadium wearing the logo of a local brewery. They're very proud of their beer.
And what you're saying is that Budweiser...
is their official sponsor, they won't let you in the stadium if you're wearing some other beer company's logo.
This is what I like to call the Americanization of sports. Even though they whore it out in Europe better than we ever do, this is the first year that I can ever recall them saying to someone, nine, Budweiser is the official beer of the World Cup.
So they had to take their pants off?
Fans were told they could not enter the stadium with the Dutch brewery's pants, so they took their pants off, and those thousand fans watched the game in their underwear.
and giving the brewery more publicity than they would have gotten otherwise.
The Today Show is doing just fine without Katie Couric. An update when we return.
Oh, got you. Thank you. Be right back, bud.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Yep. Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. Designed for your dog, but fit for human consumption. The Don and Mike Show.
Ever more buzz here, buzz. Around to us this time for that Visa business card. Business takes efficiency. Whether you pay by debit or credit, Visa business helps you get things done. Your business is your life. Life takes Visa. We're running late. Tomorrow we'll play you the audio of Connie Chung singing that ridiculous song to Maury Povich.
Good.
We got it.
Okay.
We just ain't got time for it today. Buzz, I know you have more news. Real quickly, only because the memory of this will only last today.
Yes.
Jeremy Piven, your favorite guy from our absence.
He loves me.
Jeremy Piven from Entourage and from Larry Sanders sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the Cubs game.
Right.
And in Chicago, people are out of their minds pissed off at him.
Really?
What did he do?
For this. Nothing. Listen to this.
Hey, Cubs fans. Let's hug it out, you little bitch.
Oh.
They beeped out bitches.
Mm.
I mean, come on. He's at a baseball game. He's in Entourage. He says, come on.
That is a very revered thing that he did, though.
They've had so many drunk people F that thing up.
Sure.
Listen again.
Hey, Cubs fans. Let's hug it out, you little bitch.
Some people are going, oh, my God, do you believe that happened at a Cubs game? How could that happen? Blah, 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 blah.
Meanwhile, man, that day baseball.
Everybody forgets when Harry Carey used to just whip it out and go. For goodness sake.
Hey, there's a Dutchie we didn't have.
That's true.
And what's the other? We don't have tape of Big Ben, do we? Oh, we have tape of Cower.
We passed that Dutchie.
We have tape of Cower. The deal with Big Ben,
the right hand side,
is that he did not have a motorcycle license, and he didn't have a helmet,
right?
And he only got fined $300.
That was it. It seems to me that's pretty light duty for not having a motorcycle.
I agree, but then when you're the king of Pittsburgh,
right? Yeah.
And you said duty.
This was one of those lessons that could have been devastating. It could have been a very tragic story, but the fact that he was able to walk away, and it appears at this time that there could be no real long lingering effects. That
Bill Cowher,
great.
This was jarring. This should be a good story.
Maybe
John can look more like mine now.
That's all I got.
Only $300, but he has screws in his face, so he'll remember.
And hold on, what is this tape of?
Is Adam Sandler?
He's either the greatest actor on earth or he just learned English.
Oh, he's talking about Christopher Walken.
Right. Well, that's from Letterman, right?
Yeah. I got you.
Okay, once again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi. Hi, Buzz. Come on. Come on, you bitches.
Hi, Don and Mike. NBC's Today Show is like a utility, like electricity or water. You turn it on and it's there.
Tug it out.
Always has
tug it out, Cubs fan.
Hey, Cubs fan. Let's tug it out, you little bitch.
For that, they're mad about.
Yeah.
And they drink their 99 cent old style.
My friend Jeremy Piven. Well, the Today Show, as I mentioned, is doing just fine without Katie. Latest ratings show today keeping its lead over Good Morning America. Sure, it's down from a couple of weeks ago when more people tuned in to see Katie leave, but today still beats GMA by about a million viewers.
And it's the curry factor.
That must be why people are still tuning in.
Sure, it's the curry factor. Don't lose her.
She's the thread of consistency.
She's an NT, national treasure.
NBC says it's actually selling more commercials now than it did a year ago at this time.
Yeah, you know, that's the spin they like putting on it.
Oh, yeah, they do that all the
time. They really would have moved heaven and earth to keep that big mouth little pixie on in the morning, but she had to go prove that she can make it in a man's world.
We're selling more advertising now than we've ever sold before. They're starting their spin. They gave her the nice little send-off, and now they're doing the spin.
Right. And didn't Buzz, didn't you have the other day Moonves, our boss, saying, you know,
he's already paid for Katie.
We've already paid for Katie's salary by selling all the commercials.
Your lady was on this morning, your favorite Campbell Brown. You do a fine Campbell Brown impression.
Yes. Senate leaders say that there's troop movement south.
Campbell, that bone is sticking through your elbow.
Yes. Yes. Dakota Fanning has bigger breasts than I do.
Campbell Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm not trying to do Mike doing William Devane, but she really does the S.
She does.
She sells by the seashore. Thank you, Matt.
Getting thinner.
Thank you, Matt. I'm bulimic.
Getting thinner.
Hello, Matt.
Campbell.
I'm skinny.
Campbell Brown.
I didn't get the job.
Yuck. Well, as we enter,
as we enter
the big travel season, the summer travel season.
Oh, that's right.
A couple of bits of good news, I think.
Okay.
For one thing, Northwest Airlines is now letting people board whenever they like. You still have an assigned seat and first class, and those needing assistance still board first. But after that, if the doors open, you have your boarding pass. Board when you like.
You know, I read this story, and this is getting too much play. I think this is a bunch of BS.
Really?
The planes will board fast if you don't have a 300-pound person who's trying to get, like, a carry-on jammed in the front of the plane.
Well, they say they've studied this.
I wasn't talking about you.
I don't like to check my luggage.
That.
Northwest says calling out rows slows things down by about 5 to 10 minutes.
You know what's a pisser?
What's that?
It's when they load it from the back to the front.
That's what most of them do now.
And this, it says, makes for more on-time departures, letting people aboard as they like.
I would, Mike, respectfully disagree with you. And
I will believe it when I see it.
I agree with Buzz. I think if it's just, hey, go ahead, open seating. I mean, not open seating, but grab your assigned seat.
More than you like.
The type A people who want to get on the plane will get on the plane, and those who
don't want to get on yet.
Chain is as strong as its weakest link, Don. You get that one person that's in row three.
Joe, I'm Jay. Mike, you set off the weakest leg alarm.
Joe. At LAX, meanwhile, smokers can now carry nicotine water on the plane. A California company has developed a bottled water.
Joe carries bong water.
Bottled water with just a hint of lemon and two cigarettes worth of nicotine. Now, for non-smokers, this means the guy next to you is less likely to go nuts during the flight, especially if there is a delay.
You ever been on a plane with a guy who just got a big wad of chewing tobacco because he's just dying to smoke?
Like he's dipping the whole time?
Well, when I went to Jamaica, I was coming back from Jamaica, and there was a guy on the plane, just making conversation with him.
Right.
Something like, he said, do you get the good cigars? He said, yeah, but you know, I don't bring them back because the customs is a hassle. He's like, boy, I'd die to smoke. I go, hold on, I got something. Here he goes through, and he pulls out some Skoll or something.
Skoll, he dipped. Right. Yeah.
And he is,
did he take a little cup and spit?
He had never even, as far as he told me, he had never done it before.
Oh, my God.
He just needed the fix, so he picked it up and put it in his mouth, and about 10 minutes later he said, feel like I've had about 8 cigarettes.
Yeah. And you're lucky that the flight ended before you started projectile vomiting.
Yes, you are.
I'd like to make a cup of coffee out of that nicotine water, see what happens.
Yay! And then the city council voted to tell deputies to leave most adult pot smokers alone. In West Hollywood, the council voted 4-0 yesterday to tell the sheriff's office to go easy on folks who, quote, pose no danger to the community.
I live in West Hollywood, bud. That's a grand part of Los Angeles.
I understand.
I'm not kidding you. Really?
So, that was my skull. I'm so wasted.
I lived on Dildo Lane.
Quoting the lawyer councilman behind the vote, a joint or two is just so far down the scale it doesn't seem worthwhile.
And so, in other words, you can just, you know, fire up when you're out in West Hollywood?
If you're otherwise a good citizen, cool. I believe so.
We're at number two, anal drive.
Consumer warnings about your sex swing and your weed whacker when we continue.
In other words, news all about Buzz.
Well, of course.
I thought he just had the story about the weed whacker.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Don and Mike Show. Let's bring the big love for the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Here's tight shirt. Little black shirt. Hi, Buzz.
Hi,
Simon.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, after the Comfort Inn's Island Hotel in Galveston got flooded, they arrested a couple staying in one of the rooms. They arrested the couple for drugs and paraphernalia, but they also noticed a wide assortment of sex toys. So, how did the couple flood the hotel? What police eventually learned was that the woman had tied up the guy, attaching rope to the ceiling sprinklers. Note to self, sprinklers won't support a sex swing. Other note to self, don't use a weed whacker in the nude. Kurt Wilson of Fort Wayne, Indiana, says nobody can see in his backyard. He figured the best way to keep from getting his clothes dirty while cutting weeds around his tool shed on a hot day last week was not to wear any. And Kurt says with the weed whacker running, he didn't hear the UPS truck pull up. Didn't notice until too late. The driver, who was a woman, Land's End, she said as she handed him the envelope. Looks like I didn't get here a moment too soon.
Whacking his weeds.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Gotta love our great sound effects.
Struggling. Struggling with the weed wagon. That's our sound of a weed wagon.
Oh, what can I say? The level of excellence will continue.
All right.
Even when we move to the new studios, because even though they're new studios, it'll still be the same bad sound effects. Thank you to Bobby Mailman.
Mm-hmm.
Robert De Negro, good appearance today by
Absolutely.
Him. Let's go Heat tonight. See everybody tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
Goodbye.
Okay, all right. I got you.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I take hands.